If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Hey, Kevin and Bane, it's the one from Los Angeles, California. Let me sing that song from the Soul Train theme. Soul Train, Soul Train. Da 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 da. Soul Train.
How do you think the show's going so far?
I think it's weak.
Thank you.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, we're back. Thank you.
And the hair of his head.
And the hair on God's hair. We.
Like the pure wool.
Like the pure wool. What type of people got woolly hair?
And now.
And why does this delight the Negro?
Our feature presentation.
I thought we were going to get killed that night. Pretty sure.
You'll never forget it, will you?
Nope. Pretty sure we were going to die. That was very close.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:31. It's Wednesday, the 10th of double December.
Do you use your boobs for good or for evil?
Let go!
Mike, how do you lose to Sacramento? What's that BS? Listen, come on.
Lakers always seem to have trouble with Sacramento.
Listen.
Here we go.
You can't lose your third game of the season this far in, and now people are going to make a big deal out of it. I guess
it's just so shocking now when they lose, though. It just seems like there's something wrong. Like, you know from watching that game, and I didn't see the whole game. I just saw highlights. But you know they could have beaten them if they wanted to.
I don't know if they could have beat them if they wanted to. It was that last night, on that particular night, the way they were playing, the way things were going, it just wasn't going to happen. I mean, they seemed tired, they seemed sluggish, they came out, and they pretty much defensively fell apart. And you know,
but Sacramento didn't even have their best scorer, right? Didn't they have their lead guy out? Martin, I think his name,
yeah,
something like
he
that?
He was not playing. But
details.
The thing is that when a team is this good and they play at such a high level for such a prolonged period of time, people are going to make a big deal out of very small things, and
right.
Losses in the middle of the year are small things, so I got to kind of keep that in mind.
Here's how bad the Kings are, by the way. They don't sell out any games anymore. You know, they used to be packed
right.
all the time. They don't
right.
sell out. Even the Lakers last night, even that game wasn't sold out. Los Angeles is in town, and Sacramento didn't even sell it out. That's a bad team.
And it's a bad sign.
Yeah. So
things not going
well, it is only three.
And that's not bad, really. I'd say
it's not bad at all. I mean, the Clippers had lost their third by the first week, so
good point.
By the first weekend, really.
It was not a good sports night for me last night either, because the Kings got beat 6-1.
Ooh,
oh,
who'd they play?
See, that's
Colorado.
That's right.
6-1. That's not good. Lakers.
By the way, if you want to comment on any of the sports or anything else going on in the world, of course, we'll take your calls in 1 minute for Kevin Bean's What to Do Nephew. That's how we start each show. You call us at 1-800-520-1067. The good news is, by the way, when we used to do it at the end of the show, a lot harder to get through. Here in the morning, fewer people up, you have a better chance to get on the air and get a prize, and we'll be taking your call momentarily. Was that a home game? You go to that one, or was that one just on the TV?
I am not positive where it was.
So you just watched it, right?
Yeah, I just watched it. Yep. Yep, yep.
All right.
That's
good times, boys.
Tough year right there.
I'm going to go to the game tonight, Lakers now. Speaking of Lakers, Shaq coming back into town. It's Phoenix, so hopefully they can bounce back. And
well, that was what some people were saying, is they wonder, and this happens with sport teams, if they were looking ahead toward playing, you know, playing Shaq and maybe kind of overlooked, Sacramento, don't worry about them. Let's wait till we get to the Heat.
Yeah. The Suns.
Suns. Yeah. Force of habit.
Yeah, that happens, and it also happens when you're playing at that high of a level, and you know you can kind of just come back when you want.
Right.
That you just
that's right.
wait, you know, and there's not that urgency. It's all right. We'll come back in the second half. No big deal. Kobe was like 2 out of 9 in the first half or something.
Ooh. Yeah, he was having trouble.
Sorry, B, but the bottom line is that even though the Kings are miserable, they're still professional NBA basketball players. And some nights they're going to be hot, you know, and that, it seemed like it was that way last night, and the Lakers were not shooting well, and it's just, you know.
Like that movie, Any Given Tuesday. I mean, it can happen.
There is Any Given Tuesday. It's a great movie.
Sure, that's what everybody talks about. By the way, one more sports note that I really don't care that much about, but I want to bring it up just to watch Kevin's head explode, what about Francisco Rodriguez leaving the Angels and going to the Mets? What about that?
That is crazy. Oh, wait, I don't know who that is.
I just know how much you love baseball talk in December.
In the offseason, yeah.
That's why I want to bring that up.
Well, the baseball season is 18 months long, so it does seem like maybe a little offseason would
Well, he is the Angels, first of all. He is the best closer in baseball. I mean, he's number one. And for the Angels to lose him is a big deal. But it is kind of hard to get worked up right now ahead of Christmas for what may be happening next spring. I will admit that.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the deal with baseball. Yep. Is it just the fans of baseball are so hardcore. It never ends.
It's true.
All right, 5:35. It is time to take your phone calls at Kevin Abean's What It Do Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
I was in a Walgreens yesterday and I saw something called the Flaming Hot Funyuns. Have you guys seen those?
Oh, no.
Man, it's a competitor.
Yeah, that does sound like there may be a taste test that has to happen. But, of course, where our heart belongs to the Flaming Hot Cheetos, the number one selling extruded snack in America. We're going to give you a family-sized bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos right now if you give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. That's what you do to get on the air for Kevin Bean's What It Do, Nephew.
All right, let's begin with Jeff in Whittier. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What It Do?
What up, knucklebutt?
What's going on?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, I want to talk smack on Bean, thinking that yesterday during the phone calls about the Christmas parties, he's chopping everybody's names in half.
Oh, I noticed that, too.
This girl named Tanya called up, and he's like, hey, Ton, what's up?
Hey, Ton.
what is with that?
Shortening names that can't be shortened.
And they're not your friends.
Right.
Yeah, like trying to shorten my name.
He did that two times in a row, too. Yeah, shortened Jeff to Jeff. What's going on, Jeff?
Jeff, I don't know what to tell you. That I did not notice that. That is an interesting observation, but thank you for that.
Someone's in a hurry.
That caught me, and then he did it the very next name. He did it again. I was thinking, wow, that guy does not have time to say names.
Kev, I am very busy, and I do need to keep things moving along.
Let's go to Mai in North Hollywood. Hi, Mai.
Ashley McKay.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm kidding. Oh. What's up, party people?
What's going on?
Hello.
Hey, long story short, I was cosmic bowling with some friends of mine a couple weeks ago, and my friend's son informs his mom that he needs to use the restroom. So he takes a while, and she asked me to go check. I go in there, and he's washing his hands in the wall urinal because he couldn't reach the sink.
Nope.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, so I helped him clean up, and I took him back outside, and I explained to his mom what happened, and this is where I kind of made it funny for her. She says, well, did you do the right thing? I said, yeah, I took him over to the toilet.
The poor kid. I mean, who sends their kid in when they're that little, though, to go to the bathroom by themselves?
He's 5 or 6, and we were kind of bowling right there in front of the lane, so she thought we was going to go in and do his thing and come right back out, so...
Yeah,
you know.
That's true. Now that I think about it, what 5 or 6 year old bothers to wash his hands? So I guess they didn't think that was going to be a problem. I guess.
Yeah. Wow.
If trained right, they would.
That's a little scary. All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Mike in La Habra. Good morning, Mike.
Hey.
What it do?
Oh, what it do, guys?
What it do?
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
I found Steven Skull's energy drink at a 99-cent store in Whittier. That energy drink that you guys featured. By Steven Seagal.
Yes, right.
The Asian Experience. I have it in my fridge. I got it for 99 cents.
Why? And why would you do?
To be funny.
just to be funny.
I had to tell you guys.
Yeah. All right.
Things are at the 99-cent store mostly because they're past their expiration date, right?
Oh, is that how it works?
A lot of stuff there. I mean, it doesn't mean it's bad.
It's overstock, essentially, yeah.
You're telling me that this Steven Seagal drink is not just flying off the shelves?
Moving like hotcakes.
Bad product.
Well, he's a cop in New Orleans now. He doesn't need the energy drink. Remember, he's moved on.
It might be too much energy for most people.
That
you know
could be.
It could rock their world.
Right.
That's a good point, Mike.
Let's go to Elizabeth in Glendale. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hey.
Hi,
Elizabeth.
Oh. What's going on?
What's wrong?
Still recovering from your guys' party on Friday. I got a cold from wearing practically nothing.
Oh.
You
hurts.
Weren't one of the contestants, were you?
No, but I was out in the audience being all supportive and stuff, you know, thinking, hey, if I wear something cute and something that doesn't show a lot, the audience is not going to feel so bad, you know, for whoever loses and stuff, but, yeah.
Right. How nice of you to think of our audience.
That's right, yeah, short skirt, high heels, and, like, a top that was not covering much, and was
go on.
Covering.
You did the
tell
right thing.
More.
Oh, you think you got sick because you weren't wearing so much and it was cold?
Yeah.
I
also got kicked out of the bar, so I couldn't be, like, you know, with all the heat.
Why did you get kicked out?
because I guess I was too intoxicated.
Oh, Elizabeth.
That was, that was a great morning. And by the way, you can see highlights of the video of the Miss Double D December pageant at KROQ.com. Lightning did a nice job editing that together. But that was a party crowd. Remember the guy who got kicked out, like, right as the doors opened?
Oh, yeah. First thing.
Yeah,
first thing in the morning. I mean, that... That place was packed all day long as a result of our listeners. They did not leave. God bless them.
That is true. Well, you did the right thing, Elizabeth, and good work. And feel better.
Thanks.
All right.
I just know that Lisa was in a parka with gloves and a hat and everything like that. And I kept thinking, as I was looking at her, that our contestants were wearing 4 inches of material on their entire bodies. I mean, they were wearing next to nothing standing out there in that cold.
Yeah, I did not feel the urge to... support them by wearing nothing. I thought there was plenty of boob there.
The crowd was asking. The crowd was chanting for a while.
I know.
And
I did take off my parka at one point.
It was very
hot.
Very sexy.
All right. Let's take just one more because it's Junior from Colton and he's on line 7. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. June, what's going on?
What's up, party people? What's up, baby boo?
June, good
what's
morning.
Happening?
First thing in the morning, I just got to say, every time you play that little the kids loving hot Cheetos, it brings a smile to my day.
I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos! I love you so much!
And I understand you have a Cheetos-related topic you want to discuss.
Yeah, I can't. Every time I hear that, I laugh because it takes me back when I used to work at a very busy hospital. I used to check people in at the emergency room. We were also a children's hospital. And when parents would bring their kids in for stomach pains, I would say, where are the kids? Bring the door so I could take a look at them.
Right.
Kids would bring their kids, parents would bring their kids over. Sure enough, I look at their face, red Funyuns, red Cheetos all over their face, all over their hands.
Yeah.
I look at the parents and go, why do you think that they have abdominal pain? Don't know, because they've been eating hot Cheetos all night long. And I'm telling you, 2-year-old kids, 3-year-old kids whose stomachs haven't fully developed.
Yeah.
Stuff in their mouth with...
Junior, I understand what you're saying, and of course you're right, and you make perfect sense, but you can't eat just 100 when it comes to Flamin' Hot Cheetos. You understand that, right?
What are you supposed to do?
And some of these kids were carrying the family-sized bags.
Oh, sure. Sure, of course. Why not?
That's
what you need.
Yeah.
Well, you've just won a family-sized bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos just for calling in today, so congratulations.
Nicely done. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? It is a Wednesday morning. We are going to tell you about Kevin and Bean's Black Christmas, which is a free Christmas CD, EP, what are we calling it?
Download.
Yeah.
And it's at KROQ.com, front page of KROQ.com.
Well, that's
right
awfully
now.
Nice of
you
us.
Download the clean version, which all of you that are under, 8 ought to do. And then
I was going to say 30.
Then you can download the dirty version. Both are up.
Okay.
And they're free. Nothing. Doesn't cost anything. Tell you more about that coming up this morning. We're going to talk to Dr. Mo, who is going to settle a bet for us.
Yes, I'm very much looking forward to this.
I am too. Mike and I have had a very hot debate.
The short version of the conversation is, who ends up in the emergency room more with stuff stuck in them? Guys in the back or girls in the front? That's the debate on the table, and that's what Dr. Mo is going to use his vast years of emergency room experience to explain to us.
Plus, we had to talk to Sean Hetherington, who is the official spokesperson for Day Without a Gay, which, of course, is today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, how about let's give it up for Psycho Mike, who
really
easily stayed home today and decided to come in and work. I'm the only one applauding, Mike, but we all thank
you. And for Bean. Come on, keep it going.
Oh, and Bean, yes.
Keep it
Yay.
Going. Yeah.
You guys are committed.
LaQuisha will be on the program today telling us about a double shot of love.
Oh,
with
my
Vicky
God.
And Mickey Icky Ricky.
The I think it's Nikki and Vicky, I think. The Icky twins who are looking for love on a game show.
Yes, they are.
And they're really, really real, you guys.
And they mean they're real. They're really looking for
love.
Both
what
of
I
them.
Hear. Yeah.
And I hope to find it. And we have tickets in the pit and backstage passes for both nights of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008.
And they're so hot, yet they're both bisexual. What are the chances of that, Lisa?
Not much.
It didn't have anything to do with getting them on a TV show, did it?
No, because they're really, really real.
Bean, that's not why they did it. Come on.
Oh, what did I miss? I thought they were just doing it because they're fame whores.
No. They're looking for love.
Yeah.
They're both looking for love on the same TV show.
It's not about being on TV. Okay. You're completely misunderstanding.
I apologize.
So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
And now, another drama-filled moment on the hills.
I want to decorate it like all romantic. With candles and like flowy white.
That was a drama-filled moment on the hills.
Yeah. That's Audrina right there. I'd do bad things to her, and then I'd kill her. I'd do both of those things.
Oh, really?
Really? Excuse me. Death would be a welcome change from whatever you would do to her before that.
No kidding. That's true. She'd be grateful. Begging
absolutely
for it.
Absolutely. Please take me out. Yeah. I can't deal.
Do you want to buy tickets to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008, but you just can't keep track of when they go on sale for night number one? There's a handy countdown clock on the front page of KROQ.com right now, for instance. It's 1 day, 11 hours, 5 minutes, and 57 seconds until night number one goes on sale. Then an hour later for night number two, and you can get all the details through the website on the webcast and how you can continue to win tickets and all that good stuff. So check out KROQ.com. Ralph is here on a Wednesday with our first look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Happy anniversary to Playboy magazine. It was on this day in 1953 that Playboy magazine first hit the newsstands with the now famous nude picture of Marilyn Monroe in its pages. 55 years ago, that magazine just kicked off.
Wow.
Hefner put all his money in that issue. There's Hef's girlfriend, Kendra. Hef put all his money in that issue because he didn't know if there would be another one. He thought it was one.
Wow.
It was
so if it had failed, he would have been broke and had to do something else.
And it would have had to have sex with one woman for the rest of his life.
Wow.
Worse than being broke.
What a difference.
But obviously it took off 55 years later. It's a huge, huge success. Or is it? The story comes on the heels of yesterday's announcement from Playboy magazine CEO Christy Hefner, Hef's daughter, that she's stepping down from the CEO of the magazine.
Really?
Wow. She's been there a long time.
Yeah. Magazine's in trouble. They've cut 14% of its workforce. They are losing money.
Is she stepping down? So
sales
somebody
are dipped. Someone who knows how to run a magazine can step in. Yeah, I believe that's the move.
Yeah.
What it took a man 55 years to create, it took a woman like a week to ruin, to bring down. That's all I'm
sure
saying.
The economy didn't.
That's
necessarily.
All I'm saying.
No. A lot of
factors
that,
involved.
Sure.
Yeah. Magazines, you know what the factor was? Right now.
This. That's what the factor was.
He's making a hand gesture that we cannot
can't talk about. Yeah. But I'm just saying.
Ralph, what about the Chicago Tribune company that owns that paper and the Los Angeles Times filing for bankruptcy this week?
Who runs that? Women.
Dudes.
Women.
A guy.
Chick. A guy.
Jenny Tribune. That's her name.
So.
That's her name. She runs it. She ran it right into the ground.
It's not true.
What about the New York Times almost being broke, having to mortgage the building that they are in Manhattan?
Jenny New York.
Brenda Times.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brenda Times runs that paper. And
you've done
it.
The research, apparently.
I have, absolutely. Speaking of research, PETA is angry with Britney Spears.
I'm angry with Britney Spears.
Her?
No, Lisa, worse.
What?
You ever seen her new video for Circus, the song from her new album?
Uh-uh.
It features lions and an elephant.
Okay.
What?
Doing
yes.
What?
Just appearing.
Just being there?
Yes.
Okay. And
PETA's furious.
Were they mistreated in some way?
They don't know.
Well,
but
how can you be furious then?
Because you're not supposed to use animals for people's entertainment, Kevin. You don't use exotic animals in videos and movies and films.
It could stress them out.
Yes.
Isn't it similar to use animals in films all the time?
Oh, Kevin.
No.
You have no idea.
You're such a barbarian, Kevin.
That's all right. So,
that elephant
PETA
had to stand there.
Exactly. And get fed. Have someone clean up its poop. apparently, the group is trying to enlist her fans to complain. Not by the record. Boycott. So that Britney will never use exotic animals in her work again. Ever.
It is on. It is so on.
On like PETA Kong. That's what it's on. Meanwhile, in another PETA-related story, Kid Rock says he is fully prepared to go to war with PETA over his love of fur coats.
Okay. I don't know how that war would work.
I don't either, but I'm all for it.
He's going to wear them?
I'm signing up with Kid Rock.
He's going to wear
where do I get
hell
my gun and my helmet? Let's go. He said he is, he knows it's an extravagance, but he loved it. And he said, please, I challenge one of you to try to ruin one of my fur coats.
Oh, good.
Oh,
so he wants an actual physical altercation
get
with
it
whoever's throwing the paint on him.
Let's get it on.
Hmm.
He said, look, he's sensitive to the fact that some people don't agree with wearing fur. But he said tactics like throwing paint on someone is just wrong. And PETA likes to pick on Hollywood actresses who can't defend themselves. They will not find that situation with me, said Kid Rock. Oh, yeah. Come on.
The big bullseye on his back now.
Bring it. Bring it. Brung it.
I agree with the kid, but I'll also say this, and you guys may disagree with this. It is the synthetic furs that they have now. 100% virtually indistinguishable from real. It is kind of pointless to have real animal furs on coats now.
I agree.
The homosexual is right.
I agree too, but I want PETA to get hit in the face by Kid Rock.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. I have no problem with him doing to them whatever he wants.
Whatever it takes.
Good cause, bad tactics.
Yeah. Pink now wants to be known as Silver.
No.
What?
Pink would like now to be called Silver.
Really? She changed your name literally to Silver? Really?
According to Star Magazine, she has dyed her pink hair silver, so she thinks it's appropriate that she change her name, so please refer to her as Silver now.
That sounds unnecessary.
She just hit ridiculousness.
Well, I think when she dyed her hair pink and had everyone call her pink, she actually crossed that line.
Huh.
But, no, we're not going to do that.
Uh-uh.
Pink. Bad enough we called you pink in the first place.
You get pink. That's what you get. You're stuck.
That's what she said. And Paul Abdul finally talking about this whole Paula Goodspeed thing Monday night on Barbara Walters' radio show. Did you know Barbara Walters had a radio show?
No.
I didn't either.
I also don't know who that is.
Bean?
Paula Goodspeed was the crazed fan who killed herself outside of Paula's home.
Okay.
Yeah. Speaking out for the first time on the Barbara Walters radio program.
I think she may have a satellite hour.
Oh. That
I think she's doing a satellite hour.
You think she may have that?
No.
Or you know for a fact that she has that?
That's my guess. I think I heard that somewhere. Don't quote me on it, but I think that's what the deal is. I can look it up.
I've listened to every single show.
Like you boys around the radio lunch table haven't already discussed this. But apparently she was talking to Barbara, and she said she had already known all about Paula Goodspeed before she auditioned on American Idol.
Oh, she was a stalker before then?
Yeah. Oh. She begged producers not to let her audition because she'd been writing disturbing letters for 17, almost 18 years.
Oh, wow.
She asked producers not to let her on the show, but producers decided it would be great television to let her audition anyway.
That's really? So uncool.
That's how she found out where Paula lived, because she followed her home after the audition in Los Angeles.
No kidding.
Ryan Seacrest killed that woman.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, that is super crappy that they would do that to Paula. Like, they should support her to keep that woman away.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm no big Paula Abdul fan, but if she has a problem with some nut job,
yeah,
as your boss, you think you'd get a little support from them saying, you know, oh, well, we had no idea. Sorry, we'll send her on her way.
Yeah,
right. It's like, no, let's just keep jabbing her, you know, jab the hornet's nest with a stick.
Wow,
that seems like a bad plan. Barbara Walters asked her why she stayed on as a judge after the producers put her on the show against her wishes. She said, "Well, I'm under contract."
And I'm making a ton of money.
I make a lot of money. Look, exactly. I was upset, but I'm not like walk away from 15 mil upset.
I had nothing before this. What are you, crazy?
Don't get me wrong.
Barbara is on Sirius. She has a once a week interview and call-in show on the Sirius channel. So I guess they're all one
Sirius
channel.
XM.
Sirius XM.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That satellite radio sure kicked our ass, didn't it?
Sure did.
Oh, wait a minute.
She's on channel 102 if you want.
Oh, 102. It's my favorite. Good. I got that preset on my satellite receiver. Today's celebrity birthdays: Michael Clark Duncan. Wow, is he a big black guy?
He is huge.
He sure the hell is.
He's a big old black guy.
Yep,
right. Nice there. Guy too.
51 years old today.
Complete waste of muscle, by the way.
Why?
I don't know if you've ever seen him move, or perhaps throw a baseball or swing a baseball bat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's completely
inept.
Well,
not all big muscular guys have to play baseball well.
No, any sort of athletic.
How about
endeavor?
Football? Maybe he could play football well.
No.
Maybe
I
he
saw
could
him
box.
Run. I saw him move. I Luke Robitaille standing right next to me at that Dodgers game. He said, "What a waste of muscle. Look at him."
He swings
like a girl.
He swings, he throws, he runs like a girl. He does.
I noticed Luke said that to you and not to Michael Clark Duncan.
That's
I noticed
true.
That much.
I think he's all
so
that up with,
that much waste of muscle. Yeah, exactly, right. Freaking Canadians. Cowards.
He does throw like a girl, though.
Hey, you want to talk about throwing, Chief? Really? Seriously?
Yeah. About baseball arm?
Yeah. Yeah. You want to talk about people throwing a baseball?
I look like a guy when I throw it into the dirt.
Or when Dean Cain hits a ball that's still traveling in orbit around the Earth.
I gave that one to him.
Yeah, you're a nice guy. Kenneth Branagh, talented British actor and director, is 48 years old today. Meg White of the White Stripes is 34. No, wrong.
No way.
Incorrect.
No way.
Absolutely wrong. No. So
she's
wrong.
An acquired taste, I understand.
No, she's not. Yeah, she's an acquired taste like strychnine.
How dare you? We're going to have a battle on Meg White all day long today. I'm
Emmanuel Chirici.
I'll just say
yes.
From Entourage. She's,
yeah.
Now that's a bell.
Now that's
right
high. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
She's 31. And Raven Simone from That's So Raven and The Cosby Show, 23 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ.
Why'd you say it like that?
I just hit the wrong button and had all kinds of weird stuff in my headphones.
Okay. You're a fool.
Sorry, Mr. T.
Only a fool do that.
Mr. T. Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
We're fine. I'm glad you're here. You know, we're giving away tickets to both nights in the pit of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008, plus backstage passes. That's what somebody's going to win right now, and I understand you're going to host a new game for us.
My prediction? Pain.
What's the name of the game, Mr. T?
I pity the fool.
In 2008, Kevin and Bean have tickets in the pit for both nights of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. If you want these tickets and nobody else can help, and if you can answer the question correctly, then maybe you can. Pity the fool.
That's right. I pity the fool, sucker.
Now, all of your games are called I Pity the Fool, so I'm not sure I can guess how this one is played.
This is for pit tickets.
For pit tickets for both nights.
So okay. All the questions, the answer will have pit in it.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Pit.
Okay.
I pity the fool.
So the fool. First half of pity.
What'd I just say, fool?
Pit. Okay.
All right, I think I understand. So we'll talk to each caller. If they get the correct answer, they go into the drawing. Then Lisa, at the end, will give somebody the amazing prize package to join us this weekend at the Gibson Amphitheater. Of course, tickets go on sale tomorrow night at 5 and at 6. Details at KROQ.com. Who's our first contestant?
Stop with your jibber-jabber.
Sorry.
Let's play the game.
We have Robert in Los Angeles. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, good morning, guys. Lisa.
Hi, Robert.
Say hello to Mr. T.
Mr. T.
Hello, fool. Here's your question. This place is where the original 90210 gang used to hang out and plan their lives as has-beens.
The Peach Pit.
Nicely done.
Yep.
Good for you, fool.
You're going to the drawing. Thank you. Jesse in Garden Grove. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Jesse, men have hair in this stink zone, but women shave it, except for Julia Roberts and some other damn hippies.
The armpit?
Yes!
That's right, fool!
How does he do it? Two in a row.
Because he pities the fool.
Mario in Alhambra.
Good morning, suckers.
Hi, Mario.
Morning, fool. Sometimes an airline pilot will bang a stewardess in this flight control cabin, but that's not why they call it this.
That means the cockpit, fool.
Cockpit, fool.
Cockpit, fool is right.
That's right, fool. Be good to your mama. Be good to your mama.
That's good advice, but he just called you a fool. I think that would make you very angry.
Stop your jibber-jabber.
Sorry.
Let's go to Desiree in Montebello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, foolette. Here's your question. This movie star is the only non-extraterrestrial ever to raise children named Pax, Maddox, and Zahara.
Brad Pitt.
Nice.
Brad Pitt.
Yay!
Nicely done.
You didn't win nothing yet, fool.
You're going to the drawing.
She didn't win nothing.
Pit tickets and backstage passes.
Jibba jabba.
She's in the drawing. Robert in Chatsworth. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Robert.
And Mr. T.
And Mr. T.
That's
up?
Right, fool. Here's your question. When you're in this town, go check out the Pirates, Penguins, or Steelers.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yes! Fool.
Nicely done.
Everyone's the one so far.
Yeah.
Mr. T gives something to everybody.
Cristiano in Los Angeles.
Love your mother. Live your mother, Cristiano. All right. Michael Vick went to jail making these dogs fight, and I don't mean the cast of The View.
Pitbulls.
Pitbull is correct.
Pitbull. Fool. Who's next?
Wow. We have, this is the seventh person, Greg in Riverside. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, guys.
Greg, only in Los Angeles can you find the world's lamest tourist attraction, a mechanical mammoth stuck in a gooey hole in the ground.
Ooh.
La Brea Tar Pits.
Nice.
La Brea Tar Pits, fool.
Nicely done. And finally, we have Mike at Anaheim Hills. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May.
Morning.
And me, fool.
And Mr. T.
That's right. Here's your question. You make this when your race car blows a tire or when you got to pee during a road trip.
That would be a pit stop.
Pit stop, yes! Fool.
All eight.
Everyone wins.
Well, except one wins.
Except one will win.
All going
seven will lose, even though they got it right.
Right.
That seems sad. That's sad for those people.
You want to pick it, Mr. T?
Yes.
All right.
Drum roll again, please.
I pick you the fool.
Pitties and he picks. Okay.
All right. I got one.
Mr. T, does that hurt your voice to do that?
No.
Okay.
And the winner is Robert in L.A.
Robert in L.A.
The very first one.
Person we talked to. Robert.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Tickets in the pit and backstage passes for Saturday and Sunday night.
Great. Thank you.
Nicely done. Say bye to Mr. T.
Bye, Mr. T.
Congratulations, fool.
You are listening to the
Covenant. You better not shout. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is dead.
Hey, happy holidays, everybody. Aww. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 K-Rock Q. So it's official, Kevin. You heard yesterday, no K-Rock Christmas party again this year?
Yeah, not a surprise. No K-Rock Christmas party.
Yeah.
Times are tough, Bean. Can't spend money on a Christmas party. And there are people that work here for 5,000 hours a week, get paid like $22. It's actual slave labor.
That is true.
No
You're
Christmas.
Not really exaggerating.
No Christmas party. So... kind of a bummer,
BS.
But, you know.
There's ways
on,
to
guys.
Do
Let's
it,
not
right?
take that tact, huh? Let's not make that the Christmas spirit. What do you say, guys? Come on. What do you say?
Troy.
Oh,
Troy.
You guys look terrific. I'm telling you, you're doing a great job. And I'm just here to say thank you so much for everything. Have a merry, merry, merry Christmas and have a great holiday.
Well, how about a party?
This is our new boss. He's half Tony Robbins motivational speaker and half used car salesman.
Oh, come on, guys.
Never figure out what he's talking about.
That's not fair. We all know we're all working together here to try to put out the best product that we can.
Would you mind
if we all want to be here around the holiday season. We all want to pull together because we're a family. That's what family's all about. Christmas is family. Christmas isn't about parties. Christmas isn't about gifts.
Okay.
Christmas is about the spirit of giving, 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 giving.
Christmas is about trying to drink as much of the company's free booze once a year at the party as possible, Troy Coughlin. That's what Christmas is about.
Bean, that hurts my heart because I really feel about the true meaning of Christmas. And I want you guys to feel it. I want to be here. I want to be your leader. I want to be the guy who shows you the way to the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah, we can
And
never...
I think I can do it. First of all, are there any Jews in here? Are there any Jews? any Jews in here?
I don't think so.
Great. No
Not
Jews.
In this room, no.
So let's just talk about Christmas. Let's put the Christ back in Christmas. We're
going to
put Christ back in Christmas. We're going to forget about the parties. We're going to forget about the gifts. We're going to forget about all the mercenary, monetary part of Christmas. We're going to bring the true spirituality of Christmas back to Christmas once again. And that's what we're all about here at K-Rock. And that's why we're not having a party, because we don't need a party. Because Christmas isn't about parties. Christmas is about love. Christmas is about giving. Christmas is about that baby in the manger that was brought frankincense and myrrh and gold.
Do you think cliches work for most people?
The oxen bowed their heads and mooed low.
Mm-hmm. It's about new Xbox games. That's what Christmas is about, Trey. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, maybe this will teach you. Hit it, Steve! I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. That's what Charles Dickens said in the famous book, The Christmas Carol. And I think we all need to do that.
Okay.
We don't care.
Because it is Christmas in the heart that puts Christmas in the air. Blessed is the season which engages the whole world in a conspiracy of love.
Does this stuff work?
Hit it, Steve!
All right.
Christmas is not as much about opening our presents as opening our hearts.
Oh, no.
Perhaps the best Yuletide decoration, my friends, is wreathed in smiles.
Shut up. That doesn't even mean anything.
Seriously, you
he
have to
leave
that.
He who has not Christmas in his heart will never find it under a tree, my friends. Christmas, children, is not a date. Christmas is a state of mind. There is only one Christmas. The rest are anniversaries.
Okay, listen, that helps who? I don't even understand what you want us to do.
Hit it, Steve! The best of all the gifts around any Christmas tree is the presence of a happy family all wrapped up in each other.
Come on.
Jesus.
Christmas in its final essence is for grown people who have forgotten what children know. Christmas is for whoever is old enough to have denied the unquenchable spirit of man.
Hey, Troy.
I don't know what that means, Troy.
We don't know what any of this means. How does this help us?
My friends, hit it, Steve. Hit it, Steve.
God rest you, Mary.
Never worry about the size of your Christmas tree in the eyes of children. They are all 30 feet tall. This is Christmas, not the tinsel, not the giving and receiving, not even the carols, and certainly not the holiday Christmas parties, but the humble heart that receives anew the wondrous gift, the Christ.
I've got a question. Psycho Mike, if you'll beat the hell out of Troy Coughlin, I'll pay your bail. How about that? Let's make that happen.
I don't think he was kidding.
Merry Christmas! No party.
The concerts are this weekend, by the way. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. You're listening for Human by The Killers. When you hear that, be caller 20. You'll win pit tickets and backstage passes.
I'm only human.
Nope.
That's of flesh and blood.
That's human
man.
That's a different song. This is the new one from The Killers.
Just a man.
It'll be playing at any time. Plus, the controversy that boiled over from yesterday's show about whether, well, I won't even explain it again. You have to wait till after the news. But it involves going to our favorite emergency room doctor to find out what people show up to get removed from their bodies and from where. We'll talk about that coming up after the news. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Wednesday. What's going on?
Well, we have more details now about the death of Mark Ruffalo's brother, Scott. As I mentioned yesterday, there were two people brought in by police in Beverly Hills, Shaha Adam and Brian Schofield, both who were people of interest who turned themselves in. Apparently, they're claiming that Scott died while playing a game of Russian roulette in his apartment.
Really?
Yeah.
Schofield, according to The Hollywood Reporter, has been released, but Shaha Adam, the 26-year-old woman, is expected to be charged with murder.
She was playing with him?
Yes.
Or they don't buy it?
I don't know.
He pulled the trigger on himself, though, if they're playing Russian roulette,
right?
That's
the story. Now, whether the cops buy it or not remains to be seen. But their story is that they were playing Russian roulette, and that's what happened.
Explain to people who don't know what that is.
Russian roulette is when you take a revolver, which is a handgun that's got one of those barrels in it, and you put one shell, one live bullet in a chamber. Usually there's six chambers. And you spin that barrel, and you close the gun up, and then you put the gun to your head, and you pull the trigger. And you're saying that the odds are better than not that you'll hit an empty chamber and the gun will not go off. But as the game progresses, you add more and more bullets into the barrel of the gun.
And the problem with this game is if you lose,
you
die. You lose. Yeah. And that's stupid.
And I can't imagine who plays it.
I can't either.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're super high and effed up on drugs or something.
Yeah.
Or you play it once. You put one bullet in the chamber just for a gag and you
not
spin it
once.
And you pull the trigger and
no.
you're expecting that click. But if that happens, if you're in an apartment and that happens, do you just leave? Don't you call 911?
I don't
immediately
know.
And
say there's been an accident.
Yeah.
Well, and I heard an alternate story that she came back to the apartment to get her car, which he had borrowed, and saw him playing and shoot himself, and then left, called her boyfriend, and he called 911. That was another story I heard.
Women are good for nothing, aren't they?
Yeah, you got that right.
But
yeah.
Do you shoot yourself in the back of the head?
Is that where he shot himself?
Playing?
Is that where
well, that's what they said.
Hole was? No.
Execution style.
They said it was execution style, but that could just mean there were powder burns against the scalp and skull. I mean, it could have just been close to the
yeah.
head.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Huh.
But it's funny, they didn't suspect suicide when they first found the body.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And usually a shot to the temple or something like that would indicate suicide more so than it would murder. So it's interesting.
Very often say execution style.
No, unless it usually is to the back of the
especially
head.
Especially with your prints on the gun.
Yeah.
Not that you want to see Russian roulette, but check out The Deer Hunter sometime for one of the most harrowing scenes of Russian roulette ever captured on film.
Yeah, that'll freak you out. All right, let's move on to the good news, shall we? Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm bringing you this story.
Okay.
Just been announced in The Hollywood Reporter. Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel.
Oh, no.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel.
Did you say Squeakquel?
The Squeakquel. They are making a second Alvin and the Chipmunks movie.
Christmas
appropriate for the holiday season.
How big was the first one, Ralph?
Well, Alvin and the Chipmunks only grossed $360 million worldwide.
Really?
$360 million.
I know that it is on HBO right now, 24 hours a day.
No word on whether Jason Lee will be returning or not, but Alvin, Theodore, and Simon have all signed their deals.
Oh, God, no, 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 no.
And in this film, the Chipmunks' female counterparts, the Chipettes,
yes.
will be featured. So you got.
Oh, yeah, that's so terrific.
You got twice the Chipmunk fun in Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel.
Wow.
No.
So please enjoy.
Wow.
Coldplay's finally speaking out about Joe Satriani's claim that they stole one of his instrumentals for their song Viva La Vida. The band released the following statement yesterday. If there are any similarities between our two pieces of music, they are entirely coincidental and just as surprising to us as to him. Joe Satriani is a great musician, but he did not write the song Viva La Vida. We respectfully ask him to accept our assurances of this and wish him well with all his future endeavors.
Guilty, 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 guilty!
I have no idea whether that will curtail the lawsuit or not, but I think they're right.
Sure could be a coincidence.
Absolutely.
You would think.
But, look, when there's money involved, people get crazy.
Yeah,
right.
You know, he's
seen
it being a big
money.
Hit. He's never had a big hit. Maybe he's just blinded by the potential big payday. I hate to think so, but possibly. Heidi Klum in the news. Not only is the Victoria's Secret supermodel angling for a shot on next season's Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Yeah, she said she'd love to be on that show.
I'd love for her to be
I'd
on that show.
I'd love for her to be on that show, too. But apparently,
she three kids in and still looks like that, Ralph?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. She's a freak of nature.
It's unbelievable.
Speaking of her kids, she just bought them a new gift. According to Star Magazine, her kids love to ride in the shopping cart at the grocery store, so she bought them shopping carts for home.
Really?
Yeah. So now they have shopping carts they can play with at the house. And she says it actually helps them go to sleep. I guess she hits him with the shopping cart or something.
Yeah, maybe. Runs over
him. Sleep, yeah.
Do they take them out in the yard and then leave them in the street sometimes, I wonder?
Sure.
Like people do with shopping carts all the time.
Yeah, I think we got that, John. I think we understood it.
No, she's put those barriers around her house where the wheels lock if you try to leave the house with them, so you can't do that. And speaking of babies, Jamie Lynn Spears is apparently concerned that she has harmed her baby.
Uh-oh.
I didn't know the story, but it's great. Apparently, she started to gain weight when she was initially pregnant, but didn't know she was pregnant. So she went in and had liposuction done with her mom Lynn's permission.
What is wrong with this woman?
She thought she was getting fat randomly?
Yes.
Wow.
Dude.
Yes. And now she's concerned that the procedure and the anesthetic and everything else they pumped into her during it may have actually harmed her baby.
That is awesome.
So she's concerned.
That sounds like a legitimate concern, by the way.
Yes, yeah. It does.
Wow.
You don't hear that every day.
If that kid doesn't have enough going against it. And lastly, from TMZ.com, this hurts me. This is not the Christmas season. You remember John Schneider? Played Bo Duke in the Dukes of Hazzard. Also played Clark Kent's dad on Smallville.
Yeah.
He had bought his kids for Christmas two little puppies, a little Yorkie named Paisley, and a little Corky Poo named Marley. Mm-hmm. And they were in his Cadillac Escalade Saturday night.
Yeah.
And someone stole his Cadillac from the Sherman Oaks Fashion Square parking lot with the dogs inside.
Oh, no.
So now his car is gone, and so are the presents for his little kids.
Dude. I don't know if this is particularly related to this story, Ralph, but I saw a report on the news yesterday that dog thefts are way up all across the country from people who are broke. People who are stealing dogs to either get the ransom back or to sell them just to get cash because the economy is so bad.
So if you have any information on this dog napping, you can call the following tip line. It's 310-248-6118. Let's see if you can get John Schneider's kids, their puppies, back for Christmas.
Car's fine.
Oh,
let it go.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the wolf in the hunt.
That's true.
It is true. I've always said that.
Very true.
Say it my whole life. Say it till I die. Today's celebrity birthday is Raven Simone from That's So Raven and The Cosby Show is 23. Emmanuel Shericky from Entourage. My name is Zohan, but we won't hold that against her. She's 31. Meg White of the White Stripes is 34. Stop
no.
it. Yes. Stop it.
Oh, I could watch her drum all day long.
Pete, I'm going to say again, you have to accept that if you're ringing the bell, it speaks for us as well. And if we're voting no, you can't ring it. It speaks
Meg
for all
White
of us.
Equals caliente.
No.
Mike, you usually have my back. Come on.
I don't have your back on this one.
But here's what no you should way. Say, you should say, I find her attractive, but I understand she you guys has, don't, so I'm not going to ring the bell.
She has gigantic jugs. That's great.
But,
come on.
Come on.
I love her so much.
So does Cameron Manheim. You know? Usually you have to go down to the Rock and Roll Denny's there on Sunset and look to see who's leaning up against the wall on the outside on the pavement to find a girl of Meg White's caliber.
That's true.
Usually that's where you have to go.
Well, yeah. Jack at White midnight. Found her attractive enough to marry her at one point.
So what? Look at him. He's a freak, too.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, there are others who find her attractive. It's not just me. That's all I'm saying.
But that's not what the bell is for. The bell is not, oh, there's one person out there who finds someone else attractive.
Right. Kind of speaks for the group.
It's a consensus. Meg White, right, Lisa?
Absolutely not.
It's a consensus
She's
bell.
Not attractive.
And if you continue to abuse the bell, your bell privileges will be revoked.
That's correct.
I hate to have to put it in those strong terms, but we're really starting to get an ass
there,
full.
There are a few women every year that we have a little bit of a tussle over. Bjork
right.
is another one that I just
No,
I
there's no tussle here.
I can't not ring the bell
but
when you talk about my
Angela
sweet Meg
Lansbury, White. It's also Angela Lansbury, and it's Estelle Getty, and
Judy
it's
Dench.
Judy Dench yesterday. Well, there's a long line. It's a long line.
We're saying if the bell speaks for us, you're ringing it at the wrong time.
I'm just saying. Are you not listening to me?
Next year, we may have to reconsider who is the keeper of the bell. That's what I'm saying. 2009, there may be some changes made.
I've been committed to the bell, and I think I've been an excellent steward
and you've been
of
abusing.
The bell and its properties.
Yes. You've been abusing the
you're
bell
a
as
drunk
of
drunk with bell power, I think, is the problem. Kenneth Branagh, actor and director, is 48, and Michael Clark Duncan, who Mike says he can kick his ass. He says he can kick Michael Clark Duncan's ass.
He did, yeah.
So I think we should
come on down.
We should get MCD in here and set up a ring and see how it goes down.
Mike called him a pussy. That was weird.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
He's 51 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Yesterday we were telling you the story about the British priest, and he showed up at a hospital, and he said he had a potato up his ass. And this isn't a joke. This is a true story. And they said, how did this happen? And he said, in all honesty, I was hanging curtains, nude, mm-hmm. and I fell backwards onto the kitchen table where there was a potato, and it went up me.
I believe that story, too. I think the man was the reverend was telling the truth. It sounds completely plausible because the same thing happened to me with a vacuum cleaner nozzle one time. So
just fell into
Yeah, I just fell into it. Sometimes you can't help it, man. It's just weird. It's just freak alignment like that.
Aren't there times when you just go, all right, listen, it's just I'm too caught. I might I might as well just say, yeah, I was getting freaky and blah, 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 blah. There's no, no one will believe this.
Well, maybe you can't do that if you're a priest, though. Maybe that just is bad publicity.
But you still get the same publicity, but now he's lying about hanging curtains in the nude.
But maybe there are a few people out there that go, yeah, that could happen.
And how funny would it be if that really did happen? Because there's no way anyone will believe it.
That would be a burn.
So we started having an argument off the air yesterday. We were talking about why does it always seem like their guys are the ones that do this.
Right.
They always show up. It seems like majority of these.
I don't ever remember a woman having to get a potato removed from her butt. I just have never seen a story like that. Several times a year we report stories of dudes that happens to, and I was trying to figure out why that was.
So then we started talking about guys versus women and their vagina.
Right.
And I still think it would be more guys.
I do too.
Mike said it would be 50-50. Ralph's guessing that it would be way more women.
Way more women. And the thing is, it's not about who puts more in. It's about what's hard to get out. And and my theory is less women end up in the emergency room because it's easier to get things out of the front than the back.
Well, I think we understand what you're saying.
Right. So less women would show up in the emergency room.
Oh, so Lisa, so you're suggesting that more, just as many women may be putting stuff in the front as guys are putting in the back, but they don't have the problem where it gets stuck and they have to go to the emergency room. And that's why we don't
hear those
stories.
Not
nearly as much.
And then make up a funny, funny story about how you fell on it.
Right.
So, Mike, what's the contention that you're going to make before we go to our expert to solve this problem?
I just talked to all my buddies that are paramedics or firemen, and they say, we have women come in all the time with, you know, object A, B, or C in that area.
Really?
We, you know, only about once every month have a guy come with. And now, because when a dude comes in, I think we hear about it more because when a dude comes in with something in that region,
right,
it's just more extreme.
It's funny.
And they always lie.
And the x-ray is always crazy, and they always have some weird excuse,
that's
like Lisa
true.
Said.
But when women come in, it doesn't make news. That makes sense.
Right, and because when women come in, they are probably more candid about the situation because it's straight women, gay women, all women put stuff in that area on a day-to-day basis, you know, to
right,
to please themselves.
Sure.
Whereas guys, it's a sex organ, right?
Guys,
every
it's
day,
crazy.
On an hour-to-hour basis,
right,
really.
Yeah.
Minute to minute.
Well, you know what I'm saying. It's more common.
It right now.
It's more common to take an object and put it near that region for a woman.
And you're right. There's no fantastical story necessary because it's obvious why a woman puts something in the front, and she never has to say, I fell on the kitchen table and a potato went up there.
And
she
it's not a reflection of sexuality in any way.
Right. Yeah, it's true.
And especially when it's priests and guys who have to be uber straight in the media,
so,
you know, they're going to come up with some lie.
Was there were there credits involved in the the little smack talking office, smack talking between you and Lisa, Mike?
We were talking about it, but I think you guys convinced
they're just playing
us
for pride right now.
Yeah,
playing for pride. Okay, we do have an expert. I'm happy to say it's good that we know some doctors from time to time that we can go to when important questions like this one comes up. And our friend Dr. Mo is on the line. He is the chief of surgery down at the Little Company of Mary in San Pedro. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Dr. Mo.
You've heard the discussion. I know that you have spent many an hour in the emergency room, and certainly you're aware of what goes on in your emergency room, even if you're not the guy receiving the patients. What are your comments on this, Doc?
Well, I'm actually flattered that I'm sort of like the decider MD now.
For medical things, that is you, yes.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith has everything else.
Everything else. Yeah. But I have to side with Lisa May on this one.
Really?
Yeah, and here's, for example,
booyah!
Wow.
She booyahed me.
She did booyah you.
Here's the thing. Every once in a while, women do get stuff stuck up there. But remember, they get the tampons and that sort of stuff, which counts, technically.
Okay.
But Lisa's right. It's easier to get things out. Most women, if something gets stuck, can kind of do it themselves.
Yeah.
So most women don't end up going to the hospital?
Most, no, but it's not a total 100% thing either. I mean, we've taken out cell phones and stuff.
Set on vibrate?
They're not totally innocent. Well, those usually have handles or they're long enough or something. And also, anatomically, it's kind of not as infinitely expandable,
right,
I guess, as the other.
Sure.
Right, yeah. Right.
So I appreciate that we're all being very careful in discussing this delicate topic at breakfast time. I appreciate that.
We're not able to converse, though. I don't have any idea what's being said now.
it's so coded, we don't even know what we're talking about.
So the more people come in that are guys or girls?
More people that come in are guys.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
People, sorry, Mike.
It's okay. More people that need my help are way guys.
All right, yeah. So we had 20 credits on that.
Yes, and we did.
Actually, no, now I remember back, the bet was if Lisa was right, I get to bang her. If I was right, I get to bang her.
Well, that was she gets to bang you, though, if you were right, is what I think. Hey, Doc, what about this? This is kind of a subset of the category that we're talking about. Of the women that come in, what percentage come in because they've got problems in the front versus problems in the back, if you know?
The problems in the front are more accidental, and the problems in the back are the ones where they're being naughty, I guess. There's reasons having to do with medical things. They get things stuck in the front.
Okay, I got you.
I'm trying to be as gentle as I can at breakfast time.
I think I know what you mean.
Hey, completely related to this topic, I know that you see all the crazy x-rays of all the stuff that people come in stuck. Why isn't there a coffee table book of x-rays of stuff that's stuck in people? And it could be, it doesn't have to just be sex thing, you know, in the underpants. It can be the guy with the, you know, the drill bit in his head and all those kind of things. That would be a fascinating coffee table book, I think.
I was afraid that somebody already has a website out there somewhere.
I don't know how many people would buy that and put it out on their coffee table.
Many.
Dr. Mo, on another totally related topic, have you seen One Guy, One Jar?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, listen.
No, come on, Mike.
You know, A, you don't have to answer that, and B, you don't want to see that.
I would be curious because the guy in the video doesn't make any noise.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, let's not talk about this.
Let's not talk about this.
Dr. Mo, if you go to Kerouac.com, there is a video up of Psycho Mike and Lisa watching that particular website, whose name I will not even mention. But there is a video up of them seeing it at Kerouac.com.
Lightning just came in with a... this is a bowling pin. Yes. An x-ray of a bowling pin in someone's...
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Bowling pins are great.
Bowling pin? Ball. How's that possible?
Did you say bowling pins are great? Oh, yeah. Is that what you said?
Are you kidding me? Do you know how much like material that gives you for like a week or two with the bowling pin?
Oh, I see. You mean it's great for your comedy.
It's hilarious. A lot of fun. Yeah.
I got you. How do you lose it?
Dr. Mo, we got to get the coffee table book going, man. Will you help me on that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Dr. Mo is the chief of surgery at the Little Company of Mary San Pedro. He sides with Lisa May on this one. Woo-hoo! So, Psycho Mike, once again, you lose. Thanks, Mo. Will we see you this weekend, man, or are you not coming?
I'm actually the trauma surgeon on call Saturday, so I can't.
So bring your beeper.
You know? All right, Mo, you do great work down there. Thanks for coming on the air on the Kevin DeBeach on K-Rock. We appreciate it.
See y'all later.
Thank you.
Who's hungry?
How allhiphop.com is coming down on K-Rock in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Beach. I never really thought that they would have a problem with us, but apparently they do. Speaking of music stuff, by the way, from time to time over the past few years, we have put out Kevin Bean Christmas CDs. Don't do that anymore for a number of reasons, but we do have an alternative for you this year, and it's very, very good news because it's a new Christmas record, and it's free for you.
Free. Front page of krock.com. You just go there. You can download the clean version or the dirty version.
Oh, I'm sure they'll pick the clean
version. Of course.
Yeah.
People who are underage should pick the clean version, of course. But it's called Kevin and Bean's Black Christmas. And it's a tough time in the economy right now.
Yeah.
Why Christmas got to be black, first of all? And second of all,
It's not really referring to the color of anyone's skin. It's the skies are dark, Bean.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
That's what's going on right now. And
so is the president, by the way, which is interesting when you think about it.
Sure. So we call Santa and try to get him to help.
And by the way, I'm going to put in your stockings this Christmas. Assholes.
So that wasn't so much help. And Federlezy did his idea of Black Christmas, which is not what we envisioned, but...
It's Black Christmas, you know it's Black Christmas, yeah.
Blackity black, 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 they call me Kevin Federline, your Yuletide aphrodisiac.
We can't convince that guy that he's white. I don't know what it takes, but he somehow sees himself as black.
Yep.
There's a personalized greeting from Bean to your family.
I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Very nice.
I don't even remember recording that, but I sound happy.
DJ Omar Khan is telling you the real story of Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman! No, when he come to town, they pay. His candy cane had...
Yeah, I don't know where he's going with that. I don't understand that at all.
DJ Omar Khan.
Dave the King of Mexico does Joy to Dave the King of Mexico.
You're just mad because you're not red. Not half as red as me. The Clippers are on TV. I'm the only one who slept with his double D.
He's got a point.
Hard to argue.
True.
By the way, that makes up for the Clipper comment. Completely. Miss Cleo sings a song that I'm sure is going to be a hit. Ooh. About her boobs.
Jingle boobs, jingle boobs, massive sacks of skin. My jiggly jugs bounce up and down from my waist to my chin. Oh, jingle boobs, jingle.
We think you'll like that.
Thank you, boob lady.
I give a warm greeting to you, the K-Rock audience.
I just want to wish everybody... This is Kevin. Okay. I just want to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah and wish you all a happiest 4th of July.
It's odd, but okay.
Okay.
Front page of KRock.com, it says Kevin and Bean's Christmas EP, and it says download the clean version or the dirty version. You get the whole thing when you click on the download.
Oh, great.
All of them. Beer Mug does Why Couldn't Santa Ever Visit?
Why didn't Santa ever visit mommy? Because we Jewish, did he think we had a lot of money? Why does he want to keep Christmas from me? I just want to wrap my dreidel in bells of holly.
That's a very sad little song.
Very brokenhearted. Beer Mug very upset about that.
Yeah.
And finally, our bonus track this year. A lot of people have asked for
it. When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy.
Oh, I just love hot Cheetos! I love you so much!
So we're not charging anything. If you're smart, what you'll do is you'll download it and then burn it to a CD and then give it to somebody as a Christmas gift. Cost you nothing.
Perfect.
That's the perfect kind of gift.
Good idea.
So, and you get what you pay for. So that's what I'm saying. Front page of KRock.com, Kevin and Bean's Black Christmas.
Apparently, KRock is in a little bit of trouble with allhiphop.com, which I guess is a pretty popular website. I guess it's a fairly respected website with all news and comments and music about the hip-hop world. Is that right, Mike?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, is that people that listen to this show a decent amount know that we mock everyone and everything, and that we have a lot of voices on this show that aren't... You know, the real person. We do a lot of impressions. Right. Ralph.
You're not the real Kevin.
Ralph does 900.
We hire a guy.
Ralph's not Ralph.
Kevin.
Mike does 2. And, you know, and that's pretty much it. But
how dare you?
But Mike does K-Fed. We're just going to say that now. And he did a song, I think it was the day of the election or the day after the election.
It was the day after we found out officially that Barack Obama was going to be president of the United States. Yeah.
And we don't feel like we should have to get out there and go, okay, everybody, this isn't. We're not making fun of black people. We're making fun of white people. Who think and act like they're black,
right.
Wiggas.
Right.
Those people, which seems to be at an all-time high. White people want to talk like and look like black people.
And Southern California, the mecca of the Wigga. I mean, it is the haven of where that goes on the most.
And K-Fed is the pope of the Wiggas.
Yes, he is.
I was thinking about this the other day as I was putting on my sweet Jay-Z clothing line. And I thought...
Yeah, you're rock aware.
Yeah, exactly. Black people are just so cool, though. They're so cool and so hip.
Right, but
how could you not want to be like that?
But I'm saying, really, the people who talk that much like it, they really need to move on, get their own identity, I would think.
Holla!
Yeah. And it seems... I'm sorry, Bean.
Girl! Holla!
Bean thinks he's black, exactly. Too. So anyway, so we do this song to make fun of K-Fed and to make fun of Wiggas. And we call it Grape Soda in the White House. Like, anybody's going to think that's real.
Of course not. Right?
Wow. Look, Mike, read some of the responses that you got from...
Can we hear a little bit of the Grape Soda so people know what the context of the song is, and then we'll hear how
you
people
hear the whole
are
thing?
Just outraged by it.
It's only a minute and a half. Let's hear it.
Okay.
I warned y'all. That's right. My brother, Barack Obama. Up in the White House now, so all you punk-ass honkies better raise up!
We're drinking grape soda up in the White House! We're drinking grape soda up in the White House! Yeah! Grape soda up in the White House! We're drinking grape soda up in the White House! We made the White House black! Yeah, we took the power back! Now all you hunky bitches are under our attack! It's the revolution! And it will be televised! Cause f***ing with Obama comes very ill-advised. We the Afro government, it's the Nubian regime. Drinking 40, smoking weed, and eating collard greens. Showing up to a press conference 40 minutes late. Middle fingers in the air while you honkies sit and wait. We got the nuclear code, so throw your hands up. With a presidential ceiling crusted on our pimp cup. The bald eagle, we rock pit bulls.
pistols. We don't need no Secret Service, we got pistols. Yeah, that's right. From slave ships and shackles to Capitol Hill. How you like me now is payback. I'm going to the Pentagon to play some PlayStation. Word up.
We drinking grape soda up in the White House. Grape soda up in the White House, bitch. We drinking grape soda up in the White House. We drinking grape soda up in the White House.
So there you go. That's grape soda in the White House. Now, I guess if you heard that and you didn't hear us talking to KFED and saying, hey, you're not black and all, you know, the context. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say again, KFED never made anything that was a hundredth that good.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's
true.
A good point.
His music was terrible.
Yeah.
Popo's out.
So you would listen to that and you would go, well, that's clearly not KFED. That's clearly funny. That's clearly a joke. And we're making fun of white people, not black people. So, Mike, what do you got there in the...
Well, this is from allhiphop.com. These are some of the comments that were left from people who believe that was KFED's new tune.
Sure.
DJ Chosen One said, are you serious? This is some ignorant racist BS. I hate this dude. He just killed his career. He will never get a play from DJ Chosen One.
Oh no. That's going to destroy him.
This is effing trash. I'm white and I feel offended I even made this. I'm highly confused by this track.
By the way, that's a white person thing to say. I'm highly confused by this track.
Yeah. D Doubt said, When did this honky get a ghetto pass? I thought M was the only one with that.
He is, by the way.
Yo, for real, on some disrespectful S right here. Talk about racism. Damn, I can't believe I even posted this S. Message to K Dunn. If I ever see you, I'm going to personally whip that ass. Not too long ago, I saw your punk ass in the club in L.A. Next time that happens, I will smack you with this track you just made. How dare you? You effing piece of S.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wouldn't it be the best if KFED ended up getting rolled by somebody from allhiphop.com on the message board who was pissed at him for doing grape soda?
They're yelling awesome? About grape soda, and he's trying to figure out what the hell are they talking about?
And you get a total different vibe from Pink is the New Blog,
okay,
where Denise posted, no, it isn't funny. It just isn't. And the last thing this country needs is more racial tension. Shame on you, K-Rock.
Shame on us.
Yeah.
Any others?
Okay, people, I'm black, and I'm not offended by this song.
You know why?
Because what they are saying has been said ever since Barack Obama took the nomination. What? It's a joke. Everyone knows this is not going to happen in the White House. It's more of what if Barack Obama was a gangster movement? I laughed at this song because it's just silly. And whether KFED likes it or not, it's still pretty funny.
Wow. People think it's really KFED.
That's hilarious.
It's sad that this site chooses to promote racism.
Yeah. We're hating on Wiggas, people. We're hating on white people that have to act black. KFED is the priest, high priest of that.
Right.
Danielle is on the line from Carson. Good morning, Danielle.
Hi, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Very good.
So I'm not sure if I should be more offended by the fact that, I don't know, honky was maybe mentioned 500 times in that song.
Yeah.
Or if I should be more offended by the fact that they actually think that KFED sang that.
Would do a song that good.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty good for something that KFED would put out.
That's what I'm saying. Who would ever believe that was him? He's terrible.
Shocking. At least some of the words rhymed. I mean, I'm not really sure. By the way, I would say that.
All right.
I also like to say a word on behalf of President-elect Barack Obama, a man I respect very much, a man I voted for. There's no way, I don't care how much he loves grape soda, there's no way anyone will ever see him drinking grape soda in the White House. He's just not going to let that happen.
Of course not. That's why it's funny, because it's ridiculous.
Well, Master Shake 916 says, I don't even like grape soda. F you.
That's a good...
It was a pretty cool song, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a up-tempo, positive song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ruddy. Kevin and Bean Show, 7:52. Wow. He brings it to life, doesn't he?
They can't put that show on late at night because how can people sleep after listening to him? I would be so pumped that I would turn off the radio at 4 a.m. or whatever he's on, and then I wouldn't be able to sleep. I would just have to stay up.
Later, too excited.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is audio Red Bull. There's no question about that. All right. The Day Without a Gay. What's up with that? Coming up after the news, hit 8. Plus, don't forget your tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. Both nights in the pit and backstage passes next hour as well. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Wednesday. What's happening?
What are you doing at work, Bean? Don't you want to stand with your stand with the Withers?
Good point.
Oh, I see what you did there because it's Day Without a Gay.
Right.
I get it.
I think that's a valid question. We'd like an answer.
Yeah. Please stop skirting the question.
Honestly, you want the truth?
Yeah.
Not gay.
Seriously. Yeah, who's making jokes now?
That's funny.
Oh. I was in the Clay Aiken message board room last night, and we all decided just to show up today anyway, just to F with people.
Quite the cut up. Surprised they let you on planes. You're so sharp.
Wow.
Fran Drescher wants Hillary Clinton's seat in the U.S. Senate. Let me repeat that for you.
Yeah, please.
Fran Drescher, you remember the nanny?
Yeah.
She's the one with the super annoying voice, right?
Yes. She wants Hillary Clinton's seat in the U.S. Senate.
She believes she was on the nanny, so she's qualified to represent the great state of New York?
She believes that her experience as, and this is her quote, an actress, a woman's health advocate, and public diplomacy envoy for the U.S. State Department qualifies her for the job.
Who is she a public diplomacy envoy for?
For the U.S. State Department.
But I mean, like, Matt. Okay, give it to her.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
That dude in Chicago's selling him. We might as well do it there. Give it to her.
Exactly.
Hand it out.
Look, she's every bit as qualified as Al Franken, and he almost won in Minnesota, so why not, right?
But is she going to... She's talking about running?
But his name's Al Franken.
No, it's an appointment.
Oh, it's an appointment.
Because Hillary Clinton's leaving her seat to become Secretary of State, so the governor gets to appoint somebody.
Someone's to plug her in.
Ooh.
But she's no Al Franken. I don't get a chance to do my Al Franken impression very often.
That's true.
So I wanted to do Al Franken.
Let's have an all-celebrity Senate. Wouldn't that be the coolest?
Yeah, it'd be like an episode of Love Boat.
It'd be good.
Speaking of celebrities, this is a great story. Bill Murray apparently has taken to crashing random house parties in New York City.
Really?
He's just going around listening for parties, then he shows up.
I love it.
And I imagine if you're Bill Murray, everybody would want to see you. They'd all be pumped.
The New York Post says, imagine this. It's 3 a.m., you're hanging out in someone's loft, and your friend informs you that Bill Murray has just showed up uninvited. The guy says it was at the party. I was worried that he might leave if there was no booze, so I ran to a nearby bodega to grab some beer. When I returned, the shopping bag broke in the hallway. As errant bottles of beer rolled across the floor, suddenly there's Bill Murray leaning down to help collect the beers and sticking one in his shirt pocket.
That's funny. It'd be a great party with Bill there, don't
How
you think?
Bizarre would that be?
According to the Post, he's got quite a tradition of doing weird, random, harmless things to New Yorkers. This is another story. There's a story going around where a man was walking through Union Square Park at night. Suddenly, he felt someone come up behind him and throw their hands over his eyes.
Oh, man.
When he turned in surprise, there was Bill Murray, his creased face leaning in close. Bill leaned in and whispered, "No one is ever going to believe you," and then walked away.
That's hilarious.
Isn't he crazy?
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
It's the best.
That's awesome.
No one's ever going to believe you. And then just walked away. Dude, Bill Murray comes in the middle of Union Square Park, throws his hands over my eyes, and it's Bill Murray. Sure it is.
Yeah, all right.
Sure it
is.
Have
another drink.
Mariah Carey may be pregnant. Should she be raising kids?
Oh, no.
I don't think so.
She's crazy.
Spies tell the New York Post that they spotted her leaving the obstetrician's office in Southern California the other day. Word is she had a piece of paper in her hand. Some are speculating she was carrying a sonogram picture.
Wow.
Her representative had the following answer when asked if her client was pregnant. As far as I'm told, it's not true. Wow.
Wow, that's
be
more
quite
vague?
The denial.
That's a big time yes, isn't it?
It's hard and fast right there.
She's weird and crazy and dumb.
Why do you say that?
Because she's weird and crazy and dumb.
Yes.
That is true.
And you know the 3D NFL thing they just did?
Yeah, right. In the theater, yeah.
Apparently it was a big success. On Valentine's Day, February the 14th, the NBA will do a 3D presentation of the All-Star Saturday Night.
Interesting.
Live to 80 digitally equipped theaters across the U.S. on Valentine's Day. TNT will be broadcasting the NBA All-Star Saturday Night in 3D. Now, I don't know whether this will be open to the public or not. The NFL one wasn't. But they're experimenting
like
with
the trend.
3D technology.
Would you guys ever go to a movie theater to watch a sporting event?
No.
Oh, I think I would in a second, at least to check it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I would go a lot, but at
least.
You
can't drink, you know.
You can if it's at the Arclight.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, good point.
I don't know. I think it would be cool to see what it's like. 3D, you know. Big screen. Good sound.
I, just, I, I think about all your Sundays at the Shack, Ralph. I mean, what if they picked up that party and moved it to the ArcLight or something like that? And you could drink and watch the game on a big screen in 3D.
Would I have to wear the goofy glasses?
I don't think they've gotten past that yet.
Then probably I'm out. So. I'm out. Do not like the goofy glasses.
Yeah,
it's a deal breaker.
But you would go once because it would be interesting.
I would check it out.
See
absolutely.
What it's like.
Today's celebrity birthday is Markle Clark Duncan.
Markle.
Does good work. Michael Clark Duncan from the Green Mile and from lots of funny things. He's 51 years old today. Raven Simone from That's So Raven and The Cosby Show is 23. Emmanuel Shirikey from Entourage. And my name is Zohan. She is 31 years old today. Kenneth Branagh. Very talented actor, a Shakespearean actor and writer and director. He is 48 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman and I walk the showbiz.
Not only is there everything you need to know about how to buy tickets and how to win tickets for both nights of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008 at KRock.com, just announced this morning and available for download is our brand new holiday project, Kevin and Bean's Black Christmas. We're not even going to make you buy it this year. We're giving it away for free. Before we get to our guests, do we have time to play one of the tracks real quick, Kevin?
We do. Miss Cleo is our phone screener, and
she got him.
Yeah.
She holding.
True.
I don't think either of us can pull that off, but that is true. And you can download the clean version or the dirty version at the front page of krock.com. You get the whole thing for free, and then you can just give it out to people for a Christmas gift or whatever you want to do with it.
Okay.
Here is Miss Cleo singing about her best attributes.
Hi, everybody. This is Miss Cleo, and I have a Christmas song for you. Busting through my bra, pushing through.
Say how much more I like that than Paper Stains, which Miss Cleo brought up a few months ago. Yeah. I think that's
whenever I see Miss Cleo's boobs, I go crazy.
Sure.
I just love Miss Cleo's boobs. I love them so much.
That's outstanding work. That's just one of the many tracks you can find for free on Kevin Abede's Black Christmas, available for download on the front page right now of krock.com.
By the way, speaking of the front page of krock.com, Mike, hand me that email right over there by my Coke. There was a listener. We have a countdown clock on the website.
Yes.
It counts down to the time when the tickets go on sale for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And she writes in giant letters, "Are you effing kidding me? I can't listen to K-Rock at work. Whose bright idea was it to change the effing website to only a countdown?"
Wow.
Which is funny because if you go to krock.com, there's a link right underneath that says enter krock.com.
Yes.
And then you go there and you can see everything. Have to be blind to not see that.
Yeah, our website is not designed for blind people. There's nothing we can do about that. All right, we don't have much time, but we did want to get an update on a story that we have been talking about all week, as has all media. I can't believe how much attention the Day Without a Gay is getting, but the website is daywithoutagay.org. You can read about it, or you can just hang on, because Sean Hetherington joins us on the phone right now on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Thanks for having us on this morning.
Sure.
We understand when producer Alex emailed you to ask if you'd come on the show, you had a very funny comeback to her about what was and was not allowed during the interview.
She said you guys would want to joke with me, and I said no butt sex.
Well, no butt sex.
Wait a minute.
Okay. No butt sex.
But no butt sex. Jokes?
No, okay, we can have butt sex.
Okay. I said butt jokes.
Jokes.
Kevin, all right. Bean, come
all right.
On.
All right, let's move on. You guys are flirting with each other so much you forgot why we're here. All right, day without a gay, even you have to be surprised how unbelievably newsworthy this has become. You cannot turn on any broadcast across this country without reading about what you're doing right now. Sean, it's crazy how fast this has taken off.
Well, what's unbelievable about it is it started out as a column by Joel Stein at the LA Times as kind of a tongue-in-cheek joke, and some of us gays took it very seriously, and my boyfriend and I thought that it was sort of misguided and was going to be divisive and probably angry and mean-spirited, and that's exactly what we don't want to portray gays and lesbians as right now in light of Prop 8. So we decided to brand the event as a volunteer effort and ask people that if they could, in this godforsaken economy, take the day off. That instead of just staying at home and sort of that gay Yom Kippur, that they actually go out and be seen and be visible in the community.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that was most shocking when I checked out your website last night, Sean, I mean, I was really blown away by this, was you say, and tell me if I remember this incorrectly, that there are a number of states in this country where you can still, in 2008, be fired for being gay?
Yeah, there's at least 30 states where you can be fired. Obviously, California is not one of those states. And so what we've offered is that if you don't feel safe or comfortable taking the day off or volunteer service today, by all means, please don't. Stay at work and do your job. But use your lunch hour today to write a letter to your senator urging them to pass ENDA, which is the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, to change sexual orientation and add that to the bill, as well as gender identity. And Barack Obama has said that that's something that he wants to take care of in his first term. So this is just sort of a reminder to all of our senators to do that.
Is this one of these archaic laws that doesn't get followed, or are there really people like this year, for instance, who have been fired from work just because of their sexual preferences?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably happens more often than people are released from the military for don't ask, don't tell. I think you'd be surprised. You know, they'll blame it on whatever they want in these states, but it's as simple as not being able to put up a framed picture on your desk of you and your partner and your gay child, or as I like to call it, a dog.
Nice. We shouldn't call a kid a dog, by the way. Oh, sorry.
We've heard of people that have been fired for things as simple as that, and that's really unfortunate.
Wow, that is shocking.
Also, telling gays not to buy anything today?
We're not. There are some people in the gay community that are really focused on an economic boycott. And my idea is, like, look, let's motivate people and sort of rally together and convince those moderate voters that we're on their side and that we want to work with them. We're not trying to take down the economy for 100% of America because 52% of California was misguided.
Right.
Yeah, you're trying to turn this into a positive thing and awareness, as I think you've pointed out before, Sean, maybe on your website, that it's Human Rights Day, December 10th, and that's one of the reasons why this day was chosen. And you're trying to get it to have people do some positive good things to maybe rehabilitate the image of gays in the mind of some people who maybe aren't sure, or just basically to make a good impact on the day. That's what your goal is, right?
Yeah, and I mean, it's so cool that we have the support of straight allies like the Kevin and Bean show, and there's someone right now who's 14 years old who's listening to your show and feels so much safer listening to you because you're so supportive of gay rights, and I really respect that and appreciate that about you. So
what about
you.
Somebody on the show, perhaps one of us, Kevin and or Bean, who likes Barry Manilow and Clay Aiken? Stuff like
sure.
that.
And I don't know why you're at work today. You should be calling in gay.
Bean?
Shouldn't you be building Habitat for Humanity House?
Bean,
right,
pick up
now?
Your phone and dial right now.
Sean, I was going to ask you, by the way, why you're working today. Shouldn't today be the day you're not doing any interviews? Because isn't this kind of your job?
Actually, I'm not working. I'm a personal trainer and a stand-up comic, and I'm not training anyone today or doing any comedy today. Spending the first half of the day getting the word out wherever we can about this event. And so that's my volunteer effort this morning. And if we finish in time, we're going to go to a friend's school and teach stand-up comedy lessons to kids, as well as some PE classes to kids. And my boyfriend's going to teach some acting lessons, because what would a school be without gays? And but if we don't have time to do that today for some reason, then we'll actually move our event to tomorrow or the next day. And that's what we're encouraging other people to do too. Again, if you have to work today, if you don't feel safe or comfortable taking the day off, then mm-hmm. use another day. Use Saturday or Sunday, or use tonight instead.
So you're going to go to schools and make butt jokes?
I'm confused.
Yeah. That's not what he said. Yeah.
I think that's actually what the Prop 8 campaign was saying.
Yes, it was.
By the way, it was. Yeah, that's true.
The website is daywithoutagay.org, and there's a lot of great information up there. Last question before we let you go, Sean, and that is now that it is almost 8:20, 11:20 on the East, have you gotten any kind of response or feedback? Do you have any idea how widespread the involvement is from the gays across America on your idea?
Well, we've gotten response since about 4 o'clock this morning from all over the world, and it's pretty widespread, including the heterosexual community that's enthusiastic about it. Australia has made it sort of an unofficial holiday. Italy, Germany, France, the UK is really into it, and Canada is what's crazy to me. Canada already has the right to same-sex marriage and employment protections, and they're so fascinated by this that they're participating all across their great country.
They're just confused. I mean, that's why they're America's head. I mean, let's be honest. Exactly. All right, Sean Hetherington, daywithoutagay.org is the website. Good luck to you and your cause, and thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show. We enjoyed talking to you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, Sean.
First, though, our favorite K-Rock listener, LaQuisha, on the phone talking about a brand new show that debuted on MTV last night. Hey, LaQuisha, how are you, my dear?
What's up, Kevin and Bean?
Well, I regret to say that I did not tune in for Double Shot of My Baby's Love or whatever the hell that new show is called. What's it all about?
It's a double shot of love. It's the third season of Shot of Love, but the first two had Tila Tequila. This one doesn't. This has a pair of twins named Ricky and Vicky, also known as the Icky Twins.
Yeah.
And they're both bisexual.
Sure they are.
Yes, they are.
Of course they are.
And looking for true love.
Yes, they are.
We spoke with them earlier in the week. They're also very, very bright.
Yes, they are.
LaQuisha, did you hear that interview?
Yes.
Yeah.
We asked them. God bless you.
They said they weren't in it for TV. No. They really wanted love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, you can tell that this is a serious show about love. The way they brought in the 12 lesbians and the 12 straight guys for them to meet. They put them inside fur-lined crates and brought them in via military helicopter and dropped them into the front yard of the house where they'd be staying.
That's the recipe for love right there.
They packed people into a crate.
Yep.
And lifted it by helicopter. And one of the lesbians was not too pleased about being inside a giant crate that had fur wallpaper.
The last time I was in a pink furry box was about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no, you didn't!
Hey, oh, the pink furry box comedy!
Oh, and so it begins.
How does she do it?
See, on the show, when everyone first shows up, only one of the twins goes out to meet everybody. The other one is watching in secret on a monitor while she's watching her sister interact with the lesbian.
Okay.
Then she says, "Excuse me, I have to use the restroom." And she goes, and they switch.
No, they didn't.
They switch and come out with the other person, and these people don't even know it's another person. It is lies upon lies at the very beginning of this, which is a great way to start a relationship, I think. And it doesn't take too long for the lesbians to get their testosterone up and start fighting each other, like Candy and Jennifer.
Come on, don't make me start.
Dude, what are you going to do, punch me?
Fighting is not tolerated, so...
Oh, but drinking heavily is.
I'm not drinking heavily. I've had two damn beers.
Punch me in the face. Ricky's worth
it. Dude, I'm not going to punch you.
Punch me in the face. Ricky is worth it.
Wow.
This is the first episode, people.
She met her like 8 minutes ago.
Wow.
Well, next thing they do is dress up all the girls as animals and have them parade down a runway.
Okay.
It's like a fashion show in animal costumes. And the only reason they do this, I guarantee it's not because they put them in sexy animal costumes. It's so that they can make horrible, horrible bean-like jokes about the animals they're dressed as.
How dare you?
The first girl comes down the runway as a spider, right? Like a spider spraying silly string for her web, right?
Sure.
This itsy-bitsy spider can go up my water spout.
See what they did there?
Come on. This was on TV?
Then another girl comes down the runway dressed like a donkey.
And if anybody in the house bothers you, tell me and I'll donkey punch them.
I'll donkey punch them.
Yeah.
Another girl was a goldfish costume.
I'd eat that goldfish.
Ow. See?
Wow.
seen a comedy that results.
This was on TV.
I don't get any credit for writing this, by the way. I am using an assumed name, just so you guys know.
Well, it's time to let four of the lesbians go already. And it's a very difficult time for Ricky and Icky because they have to say goodbye. Now, keep in mind, the girls still don't know they've been talking to two different girls all night long.
No, that's crazy.
And the first one to go is Angela because there just wasn't connection.
You're so sweet, and I really, really wanted there to be something, but unfortunately, there just wasn't a spark.
Could be because I'm straight.
Huh? Oh, no, you didn't!
What?
She said it could be because I'm straight.
Oh, the girl that got kicked off said
she
that?
She showed up on the show just to be on there.
Wow.
And she's actually straight, not interested in women at all.
What a burn!
And this upsets Ricky so bad, she starts sobbing in front of the other girls.
You guys, this isn't funny. Like,
yes, it is.
Like, I'm really doing this to find love, and it's just not, it's not a joke to me. I hope it's not for you guys.
F you.
Listen, if you're swapping out places with your twin sister and jacking people around, don't be surprised when somebody plays a little game on your own self.
This is really about love.
Well, then it's time for the boys to show up. And these guys are obnoxious. And I'll tell you something. There's something about the state of New Jersey. But every time they do one of these shows, whoever guy, whatever guy is from New Jersey is the biggest ass on the show. And this is no exception with Scott.
She's got the breast, the ass, everything. She's a perfect 10. I don't care about any of these kids. I'm the man of the house. She's the woman of the house. Let the king be with the queen.
Let the king be with the queen.
Oh, well, that'll work.
Well, sure heavy is the head. Where's the crown, Laquisha?
Yes, and also heavy is the hand that carries the plate of food that he takes and smashes into some other guy's face.
What?
Because he thinks he's spending too much time with Ricky. So this guy from New Jersey just slams like a big platter of quesadilla and whatnot into this man's face. And they started fighting.
Now it's a party, baby! Now it's a
party! Oh, yeah? It's a party?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, be jealous.
You don't like to eat? You like to eat some food? You aren't hungry?
Grab me some towels because I'm not cool.
No, that's not for me.
Oh.
Wow.
This is going to be a long season, people.
This is going to be a good, good show, and I predict love.
And it's time to let the boys go now to start eliminating some of the men. And one of the guys named Fazio.
Okay.
Who calls himself Faztastic.
Sure.
He's pretty feeling pretty good about himself.
I feel like it's a good thing that there's an elimination tonight. You know, get these guys out of here. Because Faztastic is staying.
Faztastic is staying.
Faztastic.
I don't need to tell you who the first person eliminated from the guys is, do I?
Faz.
Fazio. Your shot at love has ended.
Thank you. I got like five girls at home waiting for me. What are you going to do? Forget about it.
He's got five girls at home waiting for him.
Yes, he does.
That's why he's on a TV show trying to get laid.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
Well, it comes time at the end of the show for her to reveal, for both of the girls to reveal their secret that they've been jacking these people around, saying that they were one or the other when they're actually twins.
Yeah.
And it's time for her to come clean.
I know that relationships are built on honesty, but the hard truth is that I've been keeping a secret.
That's right.
That is a hard truth.
That's a hard truth.
Yeah.
And this makes some of the boys a little nervous, like the guy from New Jersey.
Please don't have it. Please don't have it. Please don't have it.
That's where his mind immediately goes. And he's not the only one. There's Coop, the only African-American representative amongst the boys. He's a little nervous as well.
I think she about to pull something out of her pants.
I would like the NAACP to please contact the producers of this show.
Oh, that's the best.
Because I can't stand when they do that stuff and make them look like it's 1930s, the Three Stooges movie, and they got brothers saying, feet don't fail me now.
Wow.
I think she about to pull something out of her pants.
Yeah. Well, no, she tells the truth, and now we know it's twins this time finding true love.
This season, we're going to make it a double.
Woo! Yay! Woo! Woo! There's a lot of wooing goes on this show.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Oh, God help me.
They're going to fall in love, do you think?
Oh, sweet Jesus in heaven.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, I don't think I had the strength to sit through the whole show.
Really? This might be it?
A long season for you, LaQuisha.
I might have to retire with this one.
Oh,
it's too hard.
LaQuisha.
It's just too hard.
Well, just take a break.
Belt on you.
You have a week off.
Take
a break.
I thought she was going to pull something out of her pants. Damn.
That's a good show.
Make grape soda look like God Save the Child.
Thank you, LaQuisha.
All right, now.
Bye. Or are we dancer? Do you think he knows what that means?
I don't think he cares.
Okay.
That's a good point.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 844. That was the song that you were listening for to win tickets in the pit and backstage passes for both nights of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic to Christmas.
So sweet.
And Luke Lee from Alyssa Viejo is our latest winner. He will be there both nights. And tickets, of course, go on sale Thursday at 5 and Thursday at 6 for night number 1 and night number 2.
Okay.
Couldn't be any simpler, really. Just be caller 20 whenever you hear the song you are listening for, and there will always be a song for you up at krock.com. Plus, all the details you need to know to make sure you're set to buy the tickets when they go on sale tomorrow night. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. Ralph has another look at the showbiz beat on the way. First, though, we got to talk about the K-Rock Internet Roundup. Am I right?
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Might we re-record that for the 09?
Would you insist. Guess? Okay. I insist.
There's a bunch of stuff up at the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. These are links to things that we think are funny. Mm-hmm. One of them was Spencer Pratt at the Miss Double D pageant. And it was a very touching tribute to the women and their courage for being able to stand up there in front of everybody.
I want to hear you ladies. Fat, 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 fat. Looking kind of fat now. Fat, 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 fat. Mm. All right. Like usual, you girls let me down.
So there's that performance.
That is what nine women in bikinis on stage vying for the Miss Double December crown. That's the kind of encouragement that they needed to be standing out there on a 40-degree day, practically naked, was for Spencer Pratt to show up and tell them they were fat.
There's a new video that you do not want to see.
That is true.
You do not.
You're going to have to trust me when I say that. And Lisa May and Mike watched it, and we videotaped them.
Oh, that's not what... Oh!
Oh, my God. It broke. It broke. Oh, he's cut. He's cut bad. That's blood.
Are you serious?
I was not expecting it to go that route.
Oh, my God. He is bleeding.
Yeah, that's not... You don't...
Don't watch it.
You have to trust me when I say.
And let me add to what you're saying,
Kevin. It only gets worse.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Let me add to this, because sometimes I know how it works. You hear us say, oh, you don't want to check out that video, but what we're really saying is you do want to check out the
video.
This is not one of those times. This is not one of those times where there's, like, context or, you know, we're trying to influence you by getting you to do the opposite of what we're telling you. We're telling you, you don't want to see the video that Lisa and Mike are watching. You never want to go to One Guy, One Jar. And if you do, it's not on us. We're warning you.
Instead, go to Funny or Die, and you can watch Prop 8, the musical.
Proposition 8. Proposition 8. Great. People listen to our plea. They'll teach kids about sodomy.
That's what you want to go see.
That's awesome.
Speaking of the Killers, we just played Human. We have them on our Acoustic Christmas. This is Jimmy Kimmel driving around in a van with the Killers, asking them about their unusual name.
You know what I want to ask you? Why are you called the Killers?
Well, before a show, to relax, we like to kill someone.
No, seriously, why are you guys called? Why did you call it? Are you serious? You'll just find someone and kill them?
Not just anybody, a celebrity. It's like a massage, only you kill somebody.
Hey! I'll kill you! You're not gonna kill me, right?
No, it's celebrities.
Oh, very funny.
And I'm sure by now you've seen the link for the Saturday Night Live song.
That you cannot
say the word. You can't say the word, Kevin. I know you're used to saying the word on the show, but you cannot.
Blank in my pants. I'm sure you've seen it, but if not, it's a pretty funny video.
Leave this place, go back to yours. Our lips first touch outside your doors. The whole night, what we've got in store. Whisper in my ear that you want some more, and I
in my pants. This really never happens, you can take my word. I won't apologize, that's just absurd. Mainly your fault for the way that you dance and how I in my pants. Don't tell your friends or I'll say you're a slut. Plus it's your fault you were rubbing my butt. I'm very sensitive, some would say that's a plus. Now I'll...
Just for the record.
Yeah.
That was us. We had to do that. We had to put the beeps in.
Sorry.
So that's not a positive. And also on the front page of KROQ.com, the Kevin and Bean time near the bottom is my my special remix tribute to maybe some of our favorite videos of the year, internet videos, mm-hmm. and especially the little Hot Cheeto kids.
I just love Hot Cheetos! Hot Cheetos! Hot Cheetos! Hot Cheetos! When I eat Hot Cheetos, I get crazy.
I believe that our education, like such as South Africa and Iraq, everywhere like such as,
there's a new way for your kids to get high.
Butt half. Butt half.
I took my grandma car because I got mad at my mom.
Along the way, he ran over two mailboxes, hit two parked cars in a Costco parking lot.
I want to do it because it's fun. It's fun to do bad things. That's right. Fun to do bad things. I want to do it because it's fun. It's fun to do bad things.
Listen up, dickhead. Go drive your electric cars in the ocean, dickhead.
Want to sell some coke?
What?
Come on, don't be a pussy.
Smoothie!
Butt half.
Bad things.
Hi there, Olga. It's Dimitri. I have no trouble meeting women. I mean, women approach me 6-7 times a day. Call me as soon as you have the courage to. Let the romance begin. Let the romance begin.
When I eat Hot Cheetos, I get crazy.
Butt half.
Your dirty sex makes sparks and hurricanes.
I want to do it because it's fun. I want to do bad things.
Tell me you're going to stop.
Comment?
No.
When I eat Hot Cheetos, I get crazy.
That's right.
I love
them
so much.
Thank you, Lisa. 8:56 Now time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Well, apparently the suspect in the Mark Ruffalo's brother murder case has been released by Beverly Hills Police.
Oh, really?
Shaha Adam.
Hi.
Glendale.
Is her name, and she was a person of interest along with a friend of hers. And now they have decided that Mark Ruffalo's brother, Scott, actually was killed while playing a game of Russian roulette.
So that's a true story, they think?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is from Ronald Richards, who was Adam's attorney. She said, the shooting was a result of the victim's chronic playing of Russian roulette and his dangerous playing with firearms while under the use of controlled substances.
So these people that were arrested and released, were they playing the game of Russian roulette with him?
No. Apparently she was at the apartment and witnessed it. But had nothing to do with the actual game itself.
Wow.
Wow.
That is so stupid.
So
you think? Wow.
So they've both been released, and apparently this is... there's going to be a press conference later on this afternoon, but apparently Beverly Hills police are saying it was self-inflicted. So there you go.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. If you take one lesson away from the Kevin and Bean Show today, don't play Russian roulette.
Don't shoot yourself in the head.
Don't do that.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's a bad idea.
The lead singer of the band Chicago back in the 70s.
Yeah, that's right.
He did?
Russian roulette. That's how he died. Yeah, same deal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not Peter Cetera, sadly, but the other guy.
Yeah, Terry Kath, right?
Yeah, Terry Kath. Wish Cetera had gone on. Saved us a lot of trouble.
I should have handed him the gun first.
Duets with Cher and stuff we could have avoided. Scarlett Johansson has big plans for January 20th. Apparently the top of her wish list for Christmas is for her husband, Ryan Reynolds, to buy her tickets to the Barack Obama inauguration.
Okay.
Well, those aren't for sale. You can't buy tickets to that.
Apparently you can.
Didn't we go one year, Bean? Can't you just show up without buying
tickets?
Yeah, you can
show up. You can just show up. You can either go for free, or if you want to sit in the bleachers or something like that, there are free tickets that are given to members of Congress and dignitaries and things like that that sometimes end up on the black market, but they're not legally for sale.
Why the market got to be black?
That's because it's Barack Obama.
Word is, Scarlett is hoping that her husband, Ryan Reynolds, will cough up the nearly $75,000 per ticket.
What?
Oh, wow.
What?
$75K per. That's $1.50 for two. Mm-hmm. Then you add in parking, popcorn, soda, Jujubes, Junior Mints.
You got a cool $500,000.
That's $500,000 evening right there.
That's just crazy.
To see some dude say, I do, or whatever he says at the end of that.
Yeah, it's cool. About that. On TV.
It what? Is on TV.
Yep. Like they're going to televise the inauguration.
You can turn it on and you can watch.
Oh, you're insane.
Free. You're insane. The swearing in is about 30 seconds of content.
That's correct.
You promise to the best of your ability to defend, protect, and endorse the United States of the Congress of the United States Constitution.
That's what it is.
Something like that.
Yep.
They got to Barack Obama yesterday and asked if he was going to use Hussein, because you don't have to use your middle name when you get sworn in. And they said, hey, are you going to be Barack Hussein Obama or Barack Obama? He said, I'm going to do it like they usually do it and use all three names. That's my name. I'm not running from it.
Yeah. Heard he's going to add OJ, though.
I don't think...
Oh, Barry Hussein OJ Obama.
I don't think he's doing that.
That's his
nickname. That is weird. That's going to be a controversy.
Zac Efron and Megan Fox apparently have a thing for each other.
Oh.
How wrong is that?
Don't even tell me that.
They're both attached to other people. However, Star Magazine reports the two flirted with each other quite obviously at a Hollywood party recently. Everyone was looking at him saying, look at those two. They're making a spectacle of themselves.
No, sir.
The way they're flirting.
Nope.
With all their flirtitude.
Hi, Megan Fox.
Not happening.
That's what it says.
Nope. They would have beautiful children together, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, because he's all tan. And Usher and Mike Tyson,
yeah.
They're just like us.
They're Usher
celebrities,
and Mike
but
Tyson?
They're just like us. Apparently, they were trying to get into the after party celebrating Manny Pacquiao's victory in Las Vegas the other night, but they couldn't get in. They were both refused entry to the nightclub.
Awesome.
Apparently, the club was filled to capacity, and the fire marshal had already been there, and they couldn't let any more people in. So Usher and Mike Tyson were left standing outside the Velvet Rope.
It's all good, man. We still going to have the after party.
I love that.
You'll let me in. I'm going to punch him in his face.
Mike, were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? You
my
broke
back is broken.
What? A vertebrae or well, what portion?
Spinal.
The spinal part of the back was broken earlier in the week, so he got into the ring and fought later that week.
Do
after
you wanna,
his spinal was broken.
Do you want to tell that guy that he can't come in?
No.
Dude with a tattoo on his face?
I would kill several people already inside the party just to make room for Tyson. Last thing I'm going to do is disappoint him. And I mentioned in the last hour that Bill Murray now is a... There's a bunch of stories about him running around New York City just doing random acts of hilarity to people.
I love
this. He's been showing up at people's house parties. The story also in the New York Post was that he... ran up to some guy at night in Union Square Park, put his hands over his eyes, and when he turned around, he told the guy, no one's going to believe you, and walked away. I got an email from a listener who was on the subway at 3 o'clock in the morning coming home from a party in New York City. The subway car he was in, it was empty except for a guy at the end of the subway car who looked similar to Bill Murray.
Right.
And he was drunk enough to say, wow, that dude looks like Bill Murray. The guy gets up from the end of the subway car, comes up and sits across from him at the chair and just stares at him. And it's Bill Murray. And he said he did it for like two stops. He just stared at him and neither one said anything. Bill Murray got up at the third stop, grabbed his head, gave him a noogie, turned at the door and said, no one will believe you, and walked out of the subway car.
That's the best.
So we've got confirmation from a K-Rock listener that he's actually doing this kind of stuff in New York City.
Just entertaining himself.
Yes.
I
he's just
that.
Saying, I'm famous. I'm going to F with the fact that I'm famous and I can and make people feel things.
That's great. I wish you were filming it for some sort of Borat-style movie.
No, that's why it makes it even better, because he's not filming it. He's just doing it for an audience of one.
It cracks him up.
All over New York City. And that is... freaking genius.
No one will be.
So I got that going.
Yes,
which is nice.
You sir do. Today's celebrity birthday is Raven Simone from That's a Raven and Cosby Show is 23 years old. Emmanuel Shiriki from Entourage and My Name is Zohan. She is 31 years old today. Kenneth Branagh, actor, director, British dude. He used to be married to Emma Thompson.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he found a hot chick.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great actor and a great director.
He is. He's all those things.
He found a hot chick.
Yeah. He's 48 years old. Michael Clark Duncan, also married to Emma Thompson at one point.
Wow. Weird.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't.
He's 51. And Jay Maskus of Dinosaur Jr.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Who was also married to Emma Thompson, oddly enough.
She's been very busy. 40.
She's a whore. She's 43 years old today. And that's all the showbiz birthday.
No one else you can think of? Maybe
no
a very popular K-Rock artist celebrating a birthday today that's worth mentioning?
No.
Somebody?
She's worth mentioning, but I can't because you'll ruin it with with putting your stink all
your
over
madness.
It.
That's true.
So we're just going to ignore Meg White's birthday, who turns 30.
Who will ruin it? He said it. Don't worry about it.
I said it.
I'm here to represent it. I didn't hit the bell. I heard what you guys said. I do adjust.
Oh, when?
I do love her so much, but in deference to the room, no bell for Meg White, even though she clearly deserves it, and you're wrong, wrong, wrong.
All right. Happy All birthday, right. Meg. You're 34 today.
I think she about to pull something out of her.
Oh, come on. I want to thank our special guest and favorite new gay, Sean Hetherington, for joining us today. Daywithoutagay.org is his website. And I think that's all for today, but we got a very big afternoon show today. Am I right?
We do, but I'm afraid if I talk about the first thing, we won't be able to do it. So I'd rather not.
Oh, okay.
Talk.
That's right.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. Let's just.
Okay.
Just,
that's fine.
Just trust us and tune in around 5. Just,
yeah. We
can't.
Enjoy yourself. We can't tell you.
I think that's wise.
The hammer will come down.
Kat Corbett is up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. You should hear some Incubus in that. Also some Violent Femmes. I believe she's talking about Linkin Park, the new one from Franz Ferdinand, Soundgarden, and more right after this on K-Rock.
Cinco de la Tarde.
With some actual good news for a change. Everybody's complaining how everything is expensive, more so than ever before. Well, Kevin and Bean are here to give you something free just in time for the holidays.
Yeah, it's Kevin and Bean's Black Christmas, and it is an entire pretty much 11 tracks for free.
Nice.
Just go to the front page of krock.com. You can download it for free, the clean edit or the unedited version.
Okay.
Whichever you'd like. And we have a bunch
Didn't
of
we used to sell these things? Wasn't there a time where we used to make them available in stores and people would pay for them?
Those are good.
Remember back when everyone had a job and...
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They had money to blow on stuff like that.
They were out spending cash, even though they were only $5 each. Remember all that? That was good.
That was fun.
Well, free is better, but what do you get if you go to krock.com and download the Kevin and Bean Black Christmas?
Well, you get the Kevin Federlezy song Black Christmas. You also get a holiday greeting from Bean and myself. You get DJ Omar Khan doing the real story of Frosty the Snowman.
Uh-huh.
You get Dave, the King of Mexico, singing this fantastic song. One of our assistant producers now, Dave, the King of Mexico.
Joy to the world, anyways. I want to take a nap. You're just mad, 'cause you're not rad. Not half as rad as me. The Clippers are on TV. I'm the only one who slept and witnessed Double D. Joy to the world, anyways. My gloves are fingerless. My sweater is hot. The bunker is the spot. I really miss Elton Brand. Paramore's my favorite band. And I love girls with big tattoos.
Isn't that beautiful?
Not.
Oh, he got you.
He did not bring back not.
Well, that does answer my question, which is why is it free this year? Now at least I understand that.
Dude, Beer Mug song I would pay for.
Absolutely. I agree.
Beer Mug was our intern for a long time. Now he works here at K-Rock, and he does a very, very sad song called Why Couldn't Santa Ever Visit?
Yo, look, when I was growing up, I was sheltered from a lot of things, mainly because I was Jewish. And when Christmas time rolled around, that's when it hurt the most, because I wasn't allowed to believe in Santa. Or was it Santa wasn't allowed to believe in me? Why didn't Santa ever visit mommy? 'Cause we Jewish, did he think we had a lot of money? Why does he want to keep Christmas from me? I just want to wrap my dreidel in bells of holly. Yo, Santa, if you only knew the type of man I could be if I got a visit from you. But you never came on those Christmas mornings. Now you got me preaching this heartbreak story. And I always wonder if you'll come through and say sorry to one royally pissed off Jew. Now I sit and wondering what I did wrong. That's why I keep my head up and I sing my song. Why didn't Santa ever visit mommy? 'Cause we Jewish, did he think we had a lot of money? Why does he want to keep Christmas from me? I just want to wrap my dreidel in bells of holly. Yeah, that's right, Santa. I'm willing to forgive you after all these years. And you know what? It's never too late to show a Jewish guy some love. And when you decide you're willing and able, I'll be here waiting. 'Cause I love you, Santa. Peace. You know what? Wait a minute. No, that. And I am done. I am through. No more waiting. I've waited too long for this bullshit. You know what, Santa? You. You and your reindeer. You, your reindeer, and Miss Claus. I am done. I left milk and cookies out for you. You never came. I take that as an insult. I had to light the menorah to stay up to see where I was putting those milk and cookies for your fat ass.
You know what? I'm never leaving milk and cookies out for you again. You know what? Actually, I will, but I'm going to lace them with all kinds of... You're going to be tripping for days, Santa. You're going to wish you never visited my house. You sorry son of a bitch. You know what? You know what you are, Santa? You're an anti-Semite Nazi. That's what you are, and you're lucky you have that beard to cover that swastika tattoo on your neck. I am done. I'm pissed. You just pissed off a motherfucking Jew. And you know what? We know lawyers, you know? We are lawyers. I'm going to sue your ass, Santa. Yeah, I'm done. I'm out. This sh- Someone get me a shot or something.
Somebody get him a shot of something.
Stupid ass Santa. Son of a bitch.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Yeah!
That is that's a lovely sentiment here at the holidays, and it's for
Isn't
free. One of the 11 tracks that you can get, including a very special bonus track you won't want to miss. Go to the front page of KROQ.com and download it for free for a limited time only. It's Kevin and Bean's Black Christmas. You know how you always see some idiot running around waving his arms like an a-hole on the freeway, and you always think, well, who is that guy, and why is he screwing up the commute?
And he holds up traffic for about 6 hours for about 70,000 people.
That's right.
That's me!
That's Psycho Mike, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
He's
correct.
The a-hole.
Yes.
He's the guy. And Mike, before we hear your tragic story that you'll try to paint as being heroic rather than just stupid, it is day without a game. What the hell are you even doing here this afternoon?
I'm more committed to my job, especially in this economy, than I am to the civil rights of my people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, that was honest.
What about all the people that you held up yesterday in traffic? What about that?
I was driving home from the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to. I was in a real rush because my shower was running. That's not. I'm not kidding. My shower
is. This is a whole different story. How Psycho Mike left for work yesterday with his shower running full blast, and then stayed here all day. Then went home and turned it back off.
So the plumber said the only time I could make it today is before 11. So I'm flying. You know, yeah. I pull onto the freeway off of Venice Boulevard, and I get about 100 yards. When I see a dog in front of me,
and
it's running in the freeway and like zigzagging in lanes and stuff, will not get out of the way. It clearly is confused and scared. So I admit that did the dumbest thing possible, acted totally on impulse, and I just threw my car in park right there on the 10 freeway and put my hazards
now,
on.
Hold on one sec there, Psycho. Lisa May, who does the traffic on this program, how many days a week do you think you have a dog loose in traffic?
Oh, every day.
Almost every day,
there's
right?
There's 2, 3, 4 dogs. It's awful. It's so sad.
How does it happen so often, you guys think?
Well, sometimes, and this is really awful, I've seen notes where someone saw someone drop the dog off on the freeway.
Really? What?
Yeah.
On the freeway?
Yeah.
What?
I guess
it doesn't even make sense.
They don't like their dog very much, but most of the time I think they come up an off ramp. They don't know where they're going.
How fast were people going when you decided to stop your car and put it in park?
70 plus. I mean, I was on the heat of the 10 freeway with no traffic. People were just zooming by.
Okay, so you stop, and I just like everybody that's sitting right now in traffic to look around and go, okay, this is why I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
Psycho Mike stops his car, puts it in park, and then
puts
what?
On the hazards.
And then I put on the hazards. I get out of the car. Now I'm like directing traffic on a freeway.
You put your hand up.
Yeah,
to
and
stop?
One dude was there like. Like to stop for me, and they're going, what are you doing? I didn't even act, didn't even acknowledge him. I turned around, I was like, come here. And the dog, I'm thinking the whole time the dog's just gonna run away and I'm gonna make things worse.
Right.
I wish the dog would have jumped up and bit you right in the face.
It paused for like a couple seconds and just ran right to me and jumped in my hands.
Oh.
It was the weirdest thing ever, and I knew at that I was like, oh man. I felt so. I just ran back in my car like I just took a hand off in a football game, and I ran back to my car. And
did everybody
the dog
get
in.
Out of their cars and start applauding? And then some music came in underneath, and Mike's the hero.
An older woman and a younger dude were next to me in their cars, separately in different cars, and they were both really bent out of shape. You could see, but then when they saw me running with the dog back, they were like, and they just kind of sped away.
Here's the thing, Mike. I have to ask, and I completely understand why you acted the way you did, because your first impulse is to save this animal that is very likely going to get hit by a car if somebody doesn't try to save it. But you have to think to yourself, am I putting myself and others in danger by stopping my car on the freeway and getting out and wandering into traffic to save that dog? And is that a fair trade-off?
Totally. You're exactly right. And later last night when I took some time to play Monday morning quarterback and really look back on what I did, It was the worst thing I could possibly do.
Yeah,
I should have
super dangerous.
I should have avoided.
I
was in the right second lane? From the far right. I wasn't like in the fast.
Not
lane.
Not even in the right lane or left lane. You were in the second lane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Some cars were slowing for the dog anyway. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. But like the way I was parked, like I said, I was not in the far right or far left. I was in the middle.
Yeah.
I mean, I was obstructing the view of some other cars, so they
yeah.
might not even have seen the dog until I came out and played crossing guard.
Right.
Like
yeah.
I was on a tarmac.
Did anyone do the right thing, which is to run you down?
No.
Push your car off the side of the street and then continue on.
I was shocked I did not have to play Matador to
Aww.
Any flying cars.
Wow.
But
okay.
It's too bad.
Was the dog, in fact, delicious and worth risking your life for?
Bean, I'm not Korean.
Oh, that's right. Where is the dog now, by the way?
I took the dog immediately to a veterinary hospital
and had
it
put to sleep.
Pretty good relationship with, and they checked the dog out for
oh.
any medical problems.
Didn't have it put to sleep?
No,
oh.
no, I did not.
Right.
It had. Both ears were infected pretty badly and had pretty bad skin, and by the condition of the dog, the veterinarian thought that this is probably a dog that's lived on the streets its whole life.
Oh,
it
really?
About, it
so it wasn't anyone's
old.
Pet. It was just, wow.
No, and it was about 4 years old, and it is the cutest, sweetest dog. After I threw it in my car, it jumped on my lap almost immediately after I got back in.
It must have had an owner at some point
to be that nice. And
yeah.
it was just jumped on my lap, and it sat there, and I didn't know what to do. So I took it to the veterinarian, and they checked it out and finally, you know, gave it shots that it needed and things. Checked for a chip. It didn't have a chip. And then I
okay.
had the Pasadena Humane Society
put him down?
I didn't. No, not
no,
put him down.
No, they
haven't.
Not put him down.
Well, I asked because if somebody hears this story and is touched by it,
yeah.
then
yeah.
maybe they can go to the Pasadena Humane Society. Maybe they can adopt that dog that you're talking about.
I gave it the name Lucky. It's under Lucky at the Pasadena Humane Society. It's like a lab mix, but it's small.
What
I
does
mean,
it weigh, you think?
12 pounds.
12 pounds?
At the
oh,
most,
that's
so.
Little.
I am
going to
adopt that dog and then have it put it down.
Oh,
Kevin's convinced that's the only way this story should end.
After all that work that Mike did, that would be even funnier.
Oh,
no?
God.
That would be funny.
I mean,
let's put Mike down too while we're at it.
To be honest, that would be hilarious.
You risked your life.
It would break my heart, but it'd be hilarious.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show Cinco de la Tarde.
You know, you are always listening for a song to win your tickets in the pit and backstage passes for both nights of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008 tickets that go on sale about this time tomorrow. But I thought just because you're enduring Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde, don't you think the listeners should be rewarded with something here, guys?
For putting
yes,
up with this BS?
Yeah.
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 I mean, seriously, we're a speed bump in the middle of your K-Rock day. You know, you're rocking out. You got Sluggo in here, and then you got to sit through our BS for an hour before Nicole gets here. We're going to reward you right now by caller. How about caller 100? At 1-800-520-1067.
Nice.
Let's make it caller a million.
You're a jackhole.
Caller 10 million. You win those tickets for both nights and in the pit. Call K-Rock right now. First, for the rest of us, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Wednesday afternoon. What's going on?
Another shocking twist, an already unbelievable story.
We're going with caller 100, right?
Yes.
Just
100
clarify.
Is what we're looking for.
Okay.
That's right.
The shooting death of Mark Ruffalo's younger brother, Scott. Apparently, it's all over. The woman who had been held by the Beverly Hills PD has been cleared of wrongdoing and released by police after they became convinced that the wound was self-inflicted. This is what her attorney said this afternoon. Shaha Mishal Adam, 26 years old, has been released. Apparently, she was able to present evidence to the cops that they bought that Scott Ruffalo's gunshot wound to the head was self-inflicted. He was playing a game of Russian roulette, and she was essentially just a witness to the event.
Wow, because they were saying execution style, and they were saying murder, and they were saying a lot of things.
Yeah, he had a series of events like this where apparently he would play this game when he was using controlled substances, according to friends. She had gone to his house to retrieve the keys to her sport utility vehicle and then fled the scene after witnessing what happened. So her attorney is calling it a series of wrong decisions, starting with her not staying at the scene of the shooting, caused an incredible chain reaction of stupidity and bad luck, but apparently no illegal activity considered. So she and
That's
both
just not good.
Brian Schofield, another guy who was wanted for questioning because they both showed up on security cameras going in and out of the apartment, he was also released. So that seems to be the end of it, but still. Not a good ending by any stretch of the imagination.
No, no, no.
Of course, what can it be when someone dies a violent death like that? Here's some interesting news. I guess the comeback is complete. Britney Spears is at the top of the charts.
How about that?
Really?
Her new CD, Circus, has sold upwards of 500,000 units in its first week on the shelves.
That's a lot, right? These
Half
days.
A million, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big week, yeah.
Barry Weiss, the chairman and CEO of BMG, her record label, says this is going to reinforce her icon status.
I wish someone would reinforce her mental health status. But apparently, she's back on top. So for those of you who said she was down and out, we always said here that she was a great gal, and we were looking forward to her getting her life back together.
Wait, I don't think we said...
Yeah, that was it. La, 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 I can't hear you. La, 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 la.
We didn't say anything like that, did we?
La, 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 la.
We only ever supported her. We never mocked.
That's right. Remember Team Brittany? We had Team Brittany on all the time. She would always represent the positive side.
They were yelling at us.
And we'd get behind her and say, you're absolutely right. That's what we think. So,
okay.
Good on you.
I'm buying that.
Don't believe the rumors that Carrie Underwood turned down $3 million from Hugh Hefner to pose nude for Playboy. A representative for Playboy said they've never offered anyone that much money, no matter who they are.
That's too bad.
Carrie's people are also saying the story is totally false. Look, no one should be paid $3 million to pose for Playboy.
But it's not coming out of your pocket, so what do you care?
Certainly not Carrie Underwood. Mm. If you're going to, an all-time high, you give that to somebody else.
You save it for Megan Fox, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't pay $3 million to have sex with Carrie Underwood, let alone to see her naked.
Really?
I mean, she's cute and all, but come on. Even in country music, I don't find her the hottest. I'd rather have
that
Taylor
Swift. Yeah, she's no
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How about Angelina Jolie? She might be worth $3 million.
We've all seen her naked, though.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why would you pay $3 million to see what you've seen?
She knows tricks, dude.
Does she know tricks?
Because I want to see her naked tricks. Again.
Yeah. Is she coming over and posing for her, or are you just going to be in the magazine?
You know? I think she about to pull something out of her pants.
Right. Now, that would be worth $3 million if that was going to happen.
Well, now I'm out.
Good. Just took Bean a couple hours to have that at his fingertips ready to go from this morning's show. Paula Abdul has lashed out at American Idol producers after talking to Barbara Walters on her satellite radio program. Paula said she already knew this Paula Goodspeed. This was the obsessed fan who killed herself outside of her home in Sherman Oaks. She said she'd already known her. She had been writing disturbing letters for 17, almost 18 years.
Wow. I think she about to pull something out of her pants.
Really?
Oh, jeez. We had restraining orders at times for the past 18 years, Paula told Barbara. And she said Paula Goodspeed, this fan, did not have her address originally, wrote her through her fan club. That's where she would get all these threatening letters. But the producers decided to let her audition for American Idol, even though Paula Abdul asked them not to. And that's how she found out where Paula lived. She followed Paula Abdul home from the audition after the show had done taping.
Dude, I would be so pissed if I were Paula and they let that woman, that crackpot in, if you knew she was already threatening.
If that's true, that is bad.
Yeah, and she has every reason to be angry. Then, apparently, poor man told everyone Paula's address on the air.
Really?
That's how it's showing up.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's even worse.
How did he get involved in this?
Because that's the way he is. That's how he plays.
All right.
And here's a little Christmas present for everybody. I'd like to announce The Hollywood Reporter today tells us that there will be a sequel to Alvin and the Chipmunks.
No.
The first Alvin movie grossed more than $360 million worldwide.
You said that this morning. That's not possible.
It is possible, and it's true.
$360 million.
Worldwide. The title of
and that's
the
box
sequel?
Office, by the way. Excuse me, Rob. I'm sorry. That's box office. You got to remember these days how much more money a movie makes on the DVD, too, especially for a kids' movie that that everyone wants to buy for their kids to watch over and over again. I mean, this is a huge, huge film.
We've already got the title to the next film, Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Squeakquel.
Nope.
It's The Squeakquel.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Nope.
Mike, the cockles of my heart are warmed already. Just by the title. Oh, those little chipmunks. You know, sometimes they take showers inside the washing machine.
Sometimes that happens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. They're so cute.
You're making fun, but Psycho Mike saw it and I believe said it ruled.
Mike?
I'm sorry. Come again?
Psycho Mike saw that movie.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, said it ruled.
This is a lot of fun.
Alvin!
Chipmunks.
The next installment will feature the female counterparts to the Chipmunks, the Chipettes.
Yeah.
Well, that's good news.
Don't act like that's sexy.
No word on whether Jason Lee is returning or not to play Dave Seville, or whether he's got a new agent.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because I'd be pissed if I was him. First Underdog, now Alvin and the Chipmunks. Although when you're making that kind of coin, you can bitch, right? Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Raven Simone from That's So Raven and The Cosby Show. She is 23 years old today. Emmanuel Shariki. From Entourage, My Name is Zohan. She is 31 years old. I did a TV movie with Emmanuel Shariki.
Really?
Yeah. We never had any scenes together, but she was in the same movie as I was.
Yeah?
Did you hit it?
I did it with Ashley Scott. That's who I was working with. I played a cop.
think it was on Lifetime or something. I think it was on.
Did you play a cop called Play by Your Tour?
Check it out. It's just an amazing tour de force performance by me. I think I say book them or something like that. It's one of those kind of roles.
Nice.
Don't blame.
Did you meet Emmanuel Chikri though on the set?
I did not
hang out.
No. Mm. But Ashley Scott, she was a looker.
Guess you should have hit that when you had the chance.
Ashley Scott is the one I'm thinking of. I think she was from.
I don't know who that is. Ashley Scott.
I don't either.
What? What? She says she's smoking hot.
I don't know who that is.
A blonde girl.
Blonde.
Trying to think. Was she in Popular? Was she in? No. What was she in? She was in a TV show, I think.
We were so close to being done with this show.
We were. It's very close.
God, can we see the finish line?
Derailed by. Look at her.
Yeah, that's her.
Wow.
Yeah, that's her.
She was in Jericho.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay. Jericho.
She was in Birds of Prey over there in the WB.
She was in a very funny Puff Puff Pass.
Yes.
So, look at her.
She's a beautiful, talented young lady, and she's a charming person to be around.
Wow. You hit that?
No, I worked with her. I played her boss.
Well,
she was a cop, and I was the...
It was fake. You weren't really her boss. You know that, right?
Detectives.
But you weren't her boss.
I grilled her.
Oh. All right, good.
I brought her into the interrogation room.
That's what we're asking.
We had to sit down.
Excellent.
I reached out, as we say, around the precinct. Michael Clark Duncan's 51. Kenneth Branagh turns 48. Meg White of the White Stripes turns 34 years old today.
Keep going.
Good boy, Bean.
Keep going.
That's it. I'm Ralph Garman. All I walk the showbiz beat.
I took some heat this morning for being overly enthusiastic over Miss Meg White and her birthday today because I do love her so much.
But I didn't think you had the self-control, but you did.
I refrained from touching the bell, and it hurt, but I... Oh, never mind.
Is that what you kids are calling these days?
How about tomorrow morning's all-new Kevin and Bean show? Worth coming back for, Kevin, or not?
Nope. Hell of a show tomorrow.
Nope.com. Do not bother coming back.
Tomorrow morning might be the best show we've ever done.
Yeah.
Because we got...
Based on...
Some stuff. You can't say that.
Oh, you can't say that.
But that is the 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah. I do know that tomorrow, the one thing I will say, besides your last chance to win the tickets ahead of them going on sale tomorrow night for the Acoustic Christmas shows, I will say that tomorrow we are going to address these people, Psycho Mike, who take their pets to get their photographs taken with Santa Claus. You are on the radar for tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean show, all right?
Yep.
That's going to be tomorrow right here starting at 5:30 tomorrow morning.
He watched the chipmunks. He's taking his dogs to get their picture taken with Santa.
Come on.
A-hole.
That's right. But don't go anywhere because Nicole Alvarez is up next with 60 minutes of nonstop, commercial-free, uninterrupted K-Rock music, including the latest from Kings of Leon, also Metallica, a band that's in town this weekend. We'll hear from them, Social D, Sublime, and more straight ahead after this on K-Rock.